across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
Oh, good evening. It's Jay Gap here with you until 1 o'clock this morning, sitting in for Ian Lee. But it's business as usual, or you know, sort of market absence of business as usual. Well, let's have the news, shall we?
Jay Gap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Weird, man. It's like a really weird lucid dream being here at 10 o'clock in the evening. Hello, it's Jay Gap here with you live on Talk Radio until 1 o'clock in the morning. And I'm delighted to be here. I do hope you'll keep me company. You know, so it's always difficult. I think, you know, of all the shows to cover, and I've covered a few of the shows on Talk Radio, this is the one that it's the toughest one because it's like sort of walking into someone's family home. You know, you sort of, I feel like I should take my shoes off. I don't want to soil the carpet. I mean, the night's young, you know, it's difficult. So, you know, bear with me and thank you very much for sticking around. If you'd like to get in touch about anything you like, 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. I think we're keeping the holding blanket ban on Brexit in place. There's various things to talk about that I've seen in the paper. I tell you what, like, just. What? Kath?
Yeah.
So, hello, Kath. Hi. Nice to have you. See, it's fiver, yeah? It's worth 800 quid, yeah? It's fiver. Yeah, 800 quid, yeah?
Jog on, mate. Let's look at the cereal number.
It's 800 quid, mate. That fiver's worth 800 quid, mate.
These fivers are like Toy Town, aren't they? Like
I love those fivers. I think they're brilliant. It's 800 quid if you want that. 800 quid. Is that really happening? Are people
apparently really... so? Yeah, I've seen it. Well, I've seen it going for that on online. I don't know if they actually get sold for it, but people are asking that amount of money.
It's really weird new thing, like with Facebook Marketplace, this new thing. Has that happened to you?
I don't really go on Facebook anymore. It annoys me.
Yeah, it's annoying. But it's like now it's basically just a stream of photos of fivers with like £1,000 written underneath it. It's like, is this really going to happen? Are people really going to do that?
Well, someone must be doing it. Like Black Friday. Someone must be doing that.
Oh, yeah,
someone must be ready to stand outside a supermarket and potentially fight someone for a massive telly by a brand they've never heard of before. Someone must be up for it.
I only go for the fighting. I don't go for the bargains. This is your once a year, you know,
excuse to rumble.
Yeah, yeah. You can just go and... What was that film? There was a film called... was it called The Amnesty or something?
I don't know.
It was where once a year they'd let you, you could do whatever you wanted.
Oh, right, for one day.
For one, yeah, I think it was like one night. They just let you could do whatever you want. You could get
what
revenge
would you do?
On people. Tilly in the ass. But yeah, it would be a fun thing to do. You've had a funny day, right?
I've had a really weird day. A really weird day. And I've been a bit nuts, I'm going to say it.
Nuts.
Been a bit nuts.
Yeah.
Well, I had to take my eldest is starting middle school, because where we live in Bedfordshire, they still have like three-tier systems. So you start lower school, middle school, upper school. She's going to middle school next year. And it happens to be the same middle school I went to. But I got dropped in in the second year, which is now, what, year seven?
See, that
I don't know how it works now.
Hang on, right. So that when you were 12, is that 10. What you're saying?
10. I was 10 and it was horrible. I had a horrible time.
Yeah.
Being new wasn't what it was cracked up to be. Being new, talking funny compared to the other kids. Mm. Being the only one with a red jumper in a sea of grey jumpers.
Why was that?
My mum thought red looked nicer. You could choose, but she didn't realise that there was already some sort of consensus among the other parents that everyone would go grey. So it was like, you know, not only do I talk funny and I'm a bit of a boffin, but also I've got a red jumper on.
Nice.
So all that stuff happened and I had a horrible time. And it was only when I was kind of walking up to the gates with my daughter that it hit me again. Mm. And it appears that I'm still carrying that stuff around.
Yeah.
You know, 20 odd years on. So I became aware of it and I thought, right, don't pass this on. Because she was feeling a bit nervous and excited about
that's
going.
That's always the anxiety, isn't it? With your kids, you think, I just don't want them to pick up on my vibes.
Yeah. So... we had a walk round and it was completely different teachers, which is quite good. So there was none of that. It was a lot smaller than I remembered. I was looking in the playground thinking, this playground seemed massive when I was feeling lonely and sort of rattling around in it.
Yeah.
And it felt like a really small school. But also, the way they've geared it up now is all about the kids. They've got a counsellor on all the time.
Seriously?
Yeah, because we had a peep through her office door, and it's got like all...
Not sure how ethical that is, but...
No. They wanted us to know that it was there, it's sort of this safe place for the kids. You know, for if they're bereaved or marriage breakups, things like that that affect kids outside school and they bring it into school, it's somewhere they can go and talk about stuff.
Wow.
And it was amazing. I thought, you know what, I could have done with something like that.
Yeah, I never would have left that room.
Well, what happened with me was I ended up hanging out with the matron quite a lot with these suspect tummy aches, and I just wanted to go home.
Mm. I was allowed to do projects in the library by myself. God. Isn't that pathetic? And because I hated the whole thing. So when I was in, when I was in the juniors, I had to change classes. So when I was about 10 probably, just from the kickings and the punchings from one guy who's now works in advertising. I'm just saying. And then,
aren't we a couple of sad sacks though?
Yeah. Don't, because even just hurling that at me makes me want to snap into the fetal position on the floor.
That's the way we sound. But something else I've realised as you grow up is that most people go through stuff.
Of course they do.
And most people think they've had a hard time. And we did. And, you know, that stuff happened.
And
I'm not going to say it made me a better person. It certainly informed my character.
Because this is what made you learn how to be funny quite fast.
Well,
right?
Some people would disagree with that, but... Yeah, being a bright kid is difficult in a slightly...
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it was a rough school, because it wasn't a rough school at all, but it was being bright was a bit difficult. You know, you don't want to be obviously the clever one.
No, that's...
But if you were funny and you could pass for a normal kid.
Yeah.
I think that's what I learned after quite a long time. And it's weird because I left that school years and years ago, and I thought I'd left it behind me, but going there today made me feel weird. It was like time travelling. It smelt the same.
That's the thing. It's the smell, man. It's always the smell.
And I also realised how much it affected me when I woke up from my nap this afternoon, went home, finished all that stuff, dropped my daughter off at a regular school. She had a lovely time, by the way, and thought it was an amazing school. And it is. It's going to be brilliant. Went home, went for a nap, got up, ready to go and pick the girls up from school. Realised my car wasn't parked outside. Oh, hang on a minute. I drove my car to the school this morning. So obviously I'd come out of the school thinking, yes, I've done it and all that's over. And my head was completely elsewhere. I've left the car where it was and walked all the way home.
Wow, you'd like fully regressed. It was the walk home from school.
Yeah.
Wow, amazing.
Only difference was I wasn't bouncing a violin off one of my legs, you know.
I had a thing because I did a degree. It's a slight lie. I did a ninth of a degree. I did 12 weeks at Manchester University before I fled in terror. And I was staying in halls for the brief time that I was there. And they were like divided up into flats. So it's me and seven other guys. And I mean, that's a unique smell.
Oh, yeah.
You want to talk about unique smell so that you're instantly...
I used to live with some rowers. I know about that smell.
Yeah. And it's basically a combination of, I would say... cannabis and rotten sausages. That's basically that smell.
And can I just say it? Boys' pants.
That's... I was trying to find some kind of sufficiently obtuse way of saying it.
There's a unique hormonal smell that kind of age man gives off, and that's what it is.
It is a manly smell. It is a manly smell. Ed, are you familiar with that manly smell? Yeah, of course he is.
Can you not smell it in this control room when you walk through?
I didn't want to say. I didn't know if it was you. Look, there's someone on the line.
Who is it?
Shall we,
if we didn't know. Is it?
I think it might be... Hang on. Is it? Good evening. Hello? Anyone?
Hello?
Who's that?
Oh, it's me. Oh, hi. It's Ty.
Oh,
Ty!
Hello, Ty. I thought it was going to be... I know what Ty's here for.
Is this about The Apprentice?
Of course it's about The Apprentice, because Ty is our Apprentice correspondent. Didn't watch it today, Ty, so you're going to have to fill me in from fresh.
Right. Well, you see, I didn't want to... Hello, Jake.
Hello! It's nice to be here.
Hello, mate. I wasn't sure about whether or not my weekly update would be sufficient without Ian, but I'll be told by Ed that it's okay and that Kath's sort of up to speed. So, yeah, so Kath, it was a good week this week, and Jake, it was a good week.
Oh, yeah?
Following it at all, Jake?
Oh, listen, that show's legendary. I mean, I don't know who to support this year. I don't know if it should be Stephanie, Maurice, Lucky.
You've not been watching it,
Pebbles.
Have you?
No, I don't know.
Well, we have. We're hooked.
Are you?
Yeah, and, well, we like it. And the thing is also, I wouldn't recognise any of those names anyway, because We don't use their real names.
No, we don't.
No.
Okay. So they've all got character names.
Okay.
It was a really good... So you didn't see at all Jada Calf. It was really good. It was all about putting on an event tonight. Mm. And you knew right from the moment it was announced there was a disaster in the air.
Oh.
I mean, it was going to go one way. So one team had to go to Madame Tussauds, led by Geezer Paul, who's a bit of a geezer.
Yeah, one that's a bit army-ish.
And you know what? You know that he's simmering under there, Kath. You know he's simmering, right?
He's flipping fuming. No, he is all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, God, what's going to happen if he gets fired?
Well, the thing is, the writing was on the wall. He's just got no finesse. But anyway, so he was in the project manager, and he was leading with sort of little mouse girl who was all over him while it was going well. Anyway, it went disastrously wrong. And on the other team, Kath, it was his week. Before he had his week, the Irish smoothie could not have landed more on his feet, right, than if they had asked, if they had told him he was going to be putting on the campus show at the London Aquarium.
When you say the Irish smoothie, you mean Campion, don't you?
Same here. There's only one. With the silver...
With the eyebrows and the beard, smoothie. Yeah. The silver fox.
Yeah, so, yeah. Is that his name, is it?
Well, I call him that.
Okay, I've already lost their names.
You're lost!
Kath, you've got to go and get it on iPlayer.
Right.
He was in his element, dressed as a sailor, singing along with the women dressed as mermaids.
Oh, my.
At the London Aquarium. He sang, he was miming the words, it was his week to shine.
Amazing.
It was all about dressing it, and it was as camp as you could get. It was beautiful.
What did Lord Shugs think of that?
Well, bottom line is, they put on a good enough show. They didn't get as many guests as the other team. Uh-huh. And they did sort of up a little bit by overselling dub by double on the tour. And they did have really terrible injuries. But...
Did you say injuries?
Canapes.
Canapes.
Oh, the canapes, yeah.
Canapes, yeah, canapes. But the thing is, they sold more tickets. They had a strategy that he stuck to. And they sold more tickets, and they made more money. And you should declare it. Because he was as camp as you like. It was fantastic.
Oh,
can I ask, because you know, like, I think contestants on things like The Apprentice and Bake Off and all the rest of it now, they've got so savvy that, you know, there's a potential spin-off career in the media in the offing here. Never mind the business deal. Really, that's what it's about. And
you've got to be lucky, though. You've got to kind of land on your feet in this particular one.
But was this the Silver Fox's, you know, as a Star Is Born moment? Was he going all out for his slot on Strictly next year?
It was his week. I mean, it was his week. If, you know, he is as camp as Christmas, and he just totally went in for it, threw himself in, basically left the others to do the selling, and because I think of his energy and his sort of push into it, they had a few hiccups, but I think he basically carried it. So it was definitely his week to shine. Unfortunately for Paul, on the other side, Jake, the writing's on the wall from very early on, I'm afraid.
Well, that's Paul.
He made some fatal errors.
So
fatal.
What, did he end up in the boardroom then?
So he wound up in, they lost, right, because they didn't sell enough tickets. The ticket selling thing, you know, last week was quite dull.
Yeah.
Tonight was edge of your seat stuff.
Oh, man, and I missed it. We went to Nando's.
you got an iPlayer at Kath. It was all quality. Right. So Jessica Rabbit, basically she went rogue. She went out there. She started selling freestyle. She was just giving them away at one point. Yeah, you can have free food. Yeah, we'll take you home in a cab. Yeah, we'll carry you, you know, with unicorns home, if you like. She was promising anything, giving it away. So bottom line is, they wound up in the boardroom, Paul and the girls. He took in Jessica Rabbit, who went rogue.
Yeah.
And a fatal error. He took in the little mouse who was with him during a task. And then against him in the boardroom. But his fatal error, he demoted halfway through Jessica Rabbit from sub-team leader. He put the mouse in there, Kath, on day two. Completely snubbed her.
His
fatal error was he left her in there and didn't take her out.
Oh.
So you only had disaster in her. So the girls are in the boardroom, both crying, both breaking down. And ultimately, Paul had to go.
Of course he did. Did he throw a chair?
He did throw a chair, but he threw a wobbly.
Did he?
Really,
beautiful.
Really big wobbly. He threw a strop in the middle of the event.
Excellent.
He had a pop at Jessica Rabbit. He had a pop of sugar. Kath.
He never pop at sugar.
No, you don't do
that. He was having a pop at sugar. He was giving him a big stare down. He was like, look, I'm telling you, this is the way it is.
Wow.
You can, basically, you can take it or leave it.
And who was watching then through the task? Was it Karen?
Well, right, so Karen's growing. She's growing. I've written out her best three lines, if you're interested.
Yeah, of course I'm interested.
Because she, so her thing, Jake, her thing is she's got the stare and then she's got the put down. So her three, my three favourite quotes of hers were, started off nicely, Dylan's the belle of the ball. He's having a fabulous time. And then as the event descended into what she called a children's affair, she said it was like Carry On at the Aquarium.
Oh.
And then when they were in the boardroom, and someone was giving her a bit of backtrack. I think it was who was it? It's Sofiran.
Oh yeah.
She said you lacked charisma. It was poor.
It was what poor?
You lacked charisma. It was really poor.
Oh.
So she just cut him down in a boredom. She was scathing tonight, but on really good form. So it had everything.
Oh,
it had songs, wow. It had dance, it had tears. Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're over the road eating peri. Well, I'm eating peri peri chicken.
I was watching.
Jake's a vegetarian, of course.
Yeah. Let me sniff
wasting
it.
Wasting your time.
Wow. What a day to make that decision. Thank goodness we've got you, Ty.
Well, I'm always happy to update. Jake, welcome to the family.
Thank you. That's very lovely of you. Gosh, thanks a lot. I appreciate that. Thanks for your call, Ty.
Now that they got me on early, I won't be drinking quite so much Chenin Blanc tonight.
Okay.
That's a shame.
Which is quite useful. Have a good rest of your show.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. And I'll check in with you next Thursday.
Do it.
Sounds great. Ty, thank you so much for your call. 03444991000 is, as ever, the number to call. Thanks.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Well, a very good evening to you. It's Jake Yap sitting in for Ian Lee. Kath is here.
Yeah.
All right. You can call us. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. I am wide open. 03444991000. As
Kat
stares off into the middle distance, going to her happy place. were talking earlier about you talk about sort of time travel smells.
Yeah. So when you walk back into a place where you used to spend a lot of time, like today with this school. Smell the same. How can it smell the same?
You're right, and it's weird because I had that with the university thing where you sort of think, I'm pretty sure Lynx have changed their formula nearly 15 years or whatever. But there's some unique.
It must
thing
be
happens.
The building itself because you kind of assume it's the cleaning products or the washing powder of the people who live in there or something like that. But there is a lingering smell.
Of rotten sausages and boiled pants.
The thing is about school, it's kind of like old dinners and crayons.
Well, see, it used to be Witch Hazel and Sick.
Oh, God.
That's the school I went to. Wet sand.
But I went back to a shop I used to work in. When I was when I was sort of just about school leaving age, I worked at Topshop in Bedford. And it's still there and it's still in the same place. You know, it's downstairs from that used to be Dorothy Perkins upstairs, Topshop downstairs. Mm. And I used to work in Topshop downstairs. And I went in the shop the other day. I had a bit of time to kill in Bedford. I don't go there very often. It's an awful lot there anymore. So I went down there and it was exactly the same to the point where I started to feel really uncomfortable as if I had to get out.
Because it was, so,
it was
as if
too
you were
familiar.
Back there.
Right. It was like, it was too familiar. I stood down there in the middle of the floor and, you know, it smelled exactly the same. The layout was exactly the same. The difference was my mates weren't working there anymore and I wasn't 19 anymore.
See, this is the thing. I think that however good or bad your life was in a previous chapter, you wouldn't want to relive it, would you? Not really.
No.
Even if it was fantastic. It's the past. It's done. You don't want to go back. And that's perhaps the unease that you felt. It was that kind of like, I'm not really back here.
This isn't my place anymore, you know? And I'd had a really good time then. We used to have such a laugh. I had such a laugh working there. I say working in quote marks. Mm. Just messing about with my friends all day long. I don't know how much stock we shifted. Probably not as much as the shoplifters who were going behind our backs while we were messing about. But it was just such a laugh. But being back down there, where there's no natural light, so there was no kind of obvious reminder that you were at some other time.
Mm.
It was just too weird. And I felt like this urge to flee. It was the most bizarre thing. And I'm not generally like that. But I had an offer of going back for a school reunion last year.
Oh, no,
and
I methodically
ignored all the invitations.
What do you stand to get? The only people who want to go back to like a school reunion, surely, are the people who just want to go and brag about how excellent they are and how brilliant their life is now and what a huge success they are. Really?
Yeah, but who wants to be that guy?
Well, I don't want to. I have nothing to brag about. So, yeah, no.
And the thought is as well, if you were that good mates, you'd still be mates now, surely.
Yeah. Well, that's what Facebook's for, isn't it? It's just a way of just pretending.
Well, you're having a look at each other's pictures now and again. And
yeah, yeah. Oh, cool. How are you?
Yeah, that's why I don't go on there anymore. I don't particularly want people nosing around my pictures.
Yeah.
Because there's an element of competition there I don't like.
Have you ever done a full-on digital detox, babe?
What, you mean not using anything?
Yeah, not using
not
anything.
Not using.
Digitally.
Only... when I go and stay with my mate in Spain, like once a year, I go and I purposefully don't sort my phone out so I can't use it.
Really?
But what becomes really apparent then when you can't use Twitter and Facebook or even look at your phone for messages is that everyone else is always on their phones.
Yeah.
So, you're the...
Oh, see, so even on holiday, they were still just staring down at their...
Well, because I go and stay with my friends who live there, so they're obviously plugged into the matrix.
Yeah.
And if I'm not, you know, it becomes more obvious the fact that everyone's always got a flipping phone in their hand.
Yeah. Wow. So what did you do? Like, read?
Yeah, like talk. Well, try to talk to people who were looking at their phones.
Hey, so there's a tree over there.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah, you just take a selfie.
Anybody want to? No. Okay, that's cool. It's funny, talking about smells, like this holiday smells, like... I went to, we used to go to a place in Wales when I was a kid called Trosaeth. Mm-hmm. And it's on the coast, sort of just up from Cardigan. And there's this walk along the cliffs that you can do. And I don't know what the exact blend of flora is up there, but it doesn't smell like anywhere else on Earth.
Right, describe the smell.
Well, it's kind of floral and it's sort of sweet. There's a sweetness, but it's not cloying or sickly. It's just, I mean, it's just the most perfect smell, really. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't know what it is. It has to be like a certain combination. It can't be any one plant, because I would have smelled it somewhere else and gone, oh, it smells a bit like Trosaeth. There's some alchemy going on up there, some blend of smells. And I went up there like 20 years later and I was like, oh!
It still smells like that.
And then I went down the path down into the village, and there's this little sort of post office and general stores. It's like the only shop in the whole... It's almost like a hamlet, really. Mm-hmm. It's this tiny little bay.
So is it one of those shops that sells everything?
Yeah,
like
it's amazing.
Paintbrushes?
Yeah, paintbrushes, plasters and, yeah.
Brooms.
And brooms and buckets and spades and postcards.
The works.
And, yeah, glue. So everything you need for a holiday. So... But the thing is, that smelled the same.
Yeah.
You know, I last went in there when I was 11 and then, you know, whatever it was, 15 years later, went back.
There's an amazing place in the Lake Districts. My parents used to always take us to the lakes with the appropriate waterproof clothing. I mean, we were just permanently damp, walking around just wellies and burning hot soup and rolls. You know, that's what we had, burning soup in flasks and just permanently quite cold and damp. But actually, now as an adult, I quite like that weather, especially the Lake District. It's beautiful this time of year when the leaves have turned and it's just gorgeous. But there's a place called Grasmere where they make gingerbread. And that whole little town smells of this gingerbread.
Seriously.
It's the most amazing stuff. But it's not that smooth gingerbread that you make gingerbread out of. It's got this...
This wholemeal.
Yeah, it's got...
granary.
It's got a sort of almost like a breadcrumb consistency coating on the outside of it.
Oh, really?
And you buy it warm. And on a freezing cold day when you've been walking for miles, your dad's been traipsing you up and down hills and stuff.
Yeah.
That is oh my God, the smell. And then the taste of that gingerbread is just amazing. And it's that smell where you go, right, I'm eight again.
Yeah.
And wearing a cagoule.
Yeah. And I'm damp.
Damp, yeah. But smells are amazing, aren't they, for that? For just transporting you back to a time and place.
Oh, yeah, completely. What's your best smell ever, then?
Best smell ever?
Yeah.
Top of a baby's head, isn't it?
Is that like a darts term?
No, but...
Top of the baby's head, 159.
But isn't there something hormonal about the top of a baby's head that's supposed to trigger endorphins or something?
Oh, I just...
They smell amazing.
Yeah, well, I sniff it just to suck in the youth. You know, I'm just literally trying to harvest their youth.
Yeah, just gorgeous.
All right, top smells then. 0344-499-1000.
I'm going to say a weird thing.
Yeah, go on.
Baby's poo.
When they're still on milk
and it smells a bit like wet grass.
I'm kind of with you.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm kind of with you. Like, when my little boy was tiny and he just pooed. And the poo, it's not like poo, it's just...
There's something sweet about it.
It's like sort of... like a Marmite pate. Anyway, he did this poo. And I was changing his nappy. And there it was, and it's just sort of this sort of rather beautiful golden brown colour and completely smooth. And like you said,
a chicken
it's got a nice kind of farmyard smell,
yes.
Right? And I was like, this isn't a mile away from like some really good cheeses. You know what I mean? Like that, like those French, like Port Salut, you know, stuff like that. I was like, this is not a million miles. And it shouldn't be, right? I mean, milk is milk, right? So, I thought.
No, you didn't dip a finger in.
No. No, but I was like, I was looking and I could smell. I was like, this doesn't smell bad. This doesn't smell. And I thought, I'm going to get closer.
No.
I'm going to get a bit closer. And so I went right up and took a deep draw smelling it. And I was like, no, nothing. Yeah. No, no.
Yeah, that's still poo.
Backed away, screaming. Anyway, your favourite smells, please. 0344-499-1000 is the number to call. We'll be back with more and Stephen after this.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's not Christmas yet. That's a message from Ed there. I will literally say anything you say in my ear, Ed, okay? So enjoy that for the rest of the evening. Shake Yap here, in for Ian Lee. Kath is here.
Yeah.
And we've been talking about favourite smells.
Yeah, M needs a letter writing home to his mum or dad or suitable guardian. He says on Twitter, best smell ever is ya own guff.
Oh!
He says, I did one in the bath. It made me weep with joy.
It's true, though, isn't it?
Wow.
It's true. I observed that first when I was about two. It's like your own... I said, your own blow-offs smell nice, don't they, really?
Cop it and cup it. The nice baby poo smell, says Jem, only happens if the baby is breastfed. If there's formula involved, it goes rancid smelling. Oh, yeah, no, it's when they start on the meat. That's when it goes really bad.
I tell you what's really... Oh, look, we can't do... Can we have this conversation?
Let's have it quickly and then stop.
All right, and then we'll talk to Stephen. 0344-499-1000 to talk about your favourite smells or anything you like. I mean, it's an open house. You can do what you like. Do you ever have that?
Oh, God, what? What's the safe
started
word tonight?
To call... Let's stay with bananas for the safe word. I started to call them Judas farts.
What?
Where you do a blow-off, but it's not recognisable to you. This is not mine. This can't be mine. I know mine and it's not this. Have you ever had that?
No.
Liar!
Obviously, you know, I'm a delightful woman.
And if I were
to do such a thing, there'd be glitter and rainbows all over the place. There certainly would be no smells.
Yeah, of course.
Just to clarify.
Of course.
Anyway, banana.
Bananas. 0344-499-1000. The safe word's bananas. We're talking about favourite smells or anything else you like. Let's talk to Stephen. Good evening.
Hi, Jake. Hi. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Stephen.
Thank you for waiting so patiently. What would you like to talk about?
You just jogged my memory. Talk about smells. Because I had a word with James earlier, and we were talking about medical stuff. And it reminds me that in the old days as a child, I had my tonsils out, and there was this smell. I could never put my finger on it as a kid. I didn't know what the smell was, but it was so nauseating going into the hospital, you know, even just walking into a ward. You know, I mean, nothing medical going on, but there was just something pervading the atmosphere, if you know what I mean, like a sense of foreboding. It came through the olfactory senses, if you see what I mean. And, you know, mixture of disinfectant or something else, but it was something more than that. It wasn't just like clean floors.
Fear.
You know what I mean?
Was it fear?
Something extra.
It was fear.
It was fear. Mixed in with something else. Yeah, but
was it something? I'm going to say something disgusting now, but there's a reason. Was it like stuff that had gone septic?
Oh yeah.
Because I went out once as a young reporter with on a sort of day in the life of an RSPCA inspector.
Oh,
and we went to this old lady's house because they'd had reports of the cat being ill. And we walked into that house and there was this really cloying, sweet smell.
Yeah.
And it was the cat's ear.
Oh!
The cat's ear had gone all gammy inside. And it was that. It was like, it was ugh. So I wonder whether that might be part of it in hospitals.
It could be that.
Yeah.
Why do
anyway,
cats...
enjoy your tea if you're eating late.
Yeah. Why do cats dig earwax so much?
Ugh.
What's that all about? You know, if a cat could phone the show, they'd be like, favourite smell, earwax.
Well, they're pristine, aren't they, cats? They like digging at any old thing that shouldn't be on there, don't they? Anyway, Stephen, was that what you were going to tell us?
Well, I was also going to say something else. Have you ever had that experience? It's happened to me a couple of times. It's quite weird, really. Like, you know, you're talking about school earlier, Catherine, and you said you really didn't like it. Your middle school.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like my primary school. And at the time, I remember thinking, oh, I'd like this place knocked down, you know, like a typical kid thing, you know, like you don't mean it, you know, it doesn't mean you're becoming an artist.
Oh, my God.
Something.
Yeah.
No, no. But then I left the primary school, went to secondary school. A couple of years later, they demolished the primary school and decided to rebuild it somewhere else. So it's like what I thought then was like a delayed wish. But I went to my secondary school in a different town. Oh, by the way, I'm kind of a neighbour to you, Catherine, because I'm in Hertfordshire.
Oh, right.
I'm in Welland Garden City. So,
oh, nice, yeah.
You know, so just around the corner from you, virtually, I guess.
I know Welland Garden City as well. I'm only up the road from there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I go to that John Lewis's all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, and actually, Alan Brazil's... Well, one of Alan Brazil's daughters was born in our local hospital. So, okay, claim for
it's fame. All part of the Talk Radio and Sport family.
It is, basically. Well, then, I went to secondary school here in Welland Garden City, and I really hated secondary school. And I can remember having similar thoughts, like, oh, this place didn't exist. And again, after I left, the council decided to knock it down and sort of amalgamate it with another secondary school. So the place where I was rugby tackled and such like, people are probably having showers and going to the loo now because it's just a housing development all over what used to be our playing field, you know.
Mm.
So it just made me think, that's happened twice, you know, like I don't believe in such things like a hex or something. But
you're
know,
a powerful man, obviously, Stephen.
Yeah.
Don't do yourself down.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you think, you know, I really hate going to school. I wish this place didn't exist. But it's not answered then. It occurs like 7 years later when you're no longer there, you know, and it doesn't bother you anymore, you know. So it's a peculiar thing. So better stop wishing things don't exist, you know, in case it's a delayed reaction.
Do you think you're going to get invited to many people's houses after this, Stephen? And just 7 years later, the JCB's moved in.
From now on, we're calling you Magic Stephen.
Magic Stephen. He got the magic powers.
Or the Jonah or something. Yeah, or the Jinx. Yeah, something like that. Yeah, well, I mean, there are people, you know, that seem to always put their foot in it. But, I mean, no, it's never happened to an individual or anything like that. It's always been an institution.
Okay.
You know?
It just sounds so much scarier than you having said that.
It's never happened to an individual.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, not yet.
Excellent.
No, I did have a friend once who, she said she had been chucked out of Bell University, and I didn't know what for, you see, and she was looking very serious, and she said, and I so much wanted that place burnt to the ground. And she said it in that sort of somber, serious tone, you know, quite sinister. And so for a minute, I kind of looked at her and I said, yeah, but those were only thoughts, weren't they? I said, you know, you haven't actually set light to anywhere, have you? And she said, oh, no, no, no. But it's just the way she said it at that time. It was so serious, you know. She had to leave for some reason, you know, got chucked off of a course. Because I heard you say you did a ninth of a course, Jake.
I did. Very proud of that.
Oh, well, I think you did probably double what she did. Yeah, I mean, you're probably like a master's level compared to
my
old friend. But,
are you still friends with her? Because I wouldn't anger her.
Yeah. Oh, my God, this could be like the ultimate Harry Potter battle, you versus her.
But his will be delayed by 7 years, so she'll win.
No, she tends to be a bit hypersensitive, you know, and, she wouldn't be listening to this station and this time of night anyway. So,
no, she's out roaming the streets.
I won't say any names anyway, but no. She'll often put a bee in a bonnet about something. Like, you know, if you showed a bit of knowledge about something, she'd assume that you were well into it. Like, I remember pointing out a symbol in London that was to do with, like, Freemasonry. And she jumped to the conclusion that I must be one.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't want to be with a bunch of men drinking brandy and smoking cigars. It's not what I'm into. You know, I don't like that kind of company, that sort of male, clubby environment. I mean, it wouldn't occur to me. So, yeah, but how do you know about Freemasonry then? I said, well, bits of knowledge that you pick up here and there. Yeah, you don't know where you picked up some of the stuff, you know, do you? You know, like, you read books, you read an article, you speak to someone. So you've got bits of knowledge floating around in your mind. But she was convinced that I must be some high-level Mason, you know, and I said, no, I'm not.
But, of course, that's what you would say.
Yeah.
Well, that was it, you see. So, yes, Catherine, exactly. So it's like a paranoia. It's like, whatever I would say would sort of land me deeper into it. And, you know, in the Euston Road, there's the Wellcome Institute. I don't know if you both know it.
Yeah, I know the one.
Yeah, you know, it's a medical museum place, you know. And but met her there for a coffee once. And, of course, above the door, there has to be this eye symbol, like an Egyptian symbol, but like a big eye, you know, a human eye with, like, rays of the sun radiating from it. Yeah. And, of course, that looks very occult and Masonic, you know, and she said, oh, well, you would come here, wouldn't you? Because, you know...
Busted.
As if a coffee shop, a choice of a coffee shop in a museum was decided by a symbol above the door, you know, and it's like, oh, my goodness, you know. So,
And then that time when she saw you, when she took off the mask and it was all, like, eyes wide shut, that big party scene. And it's like, oh, I thought you'd be here. That's the music. That's really dark.
I spoke to someone that knows about such things, because, to be honest, to be serious for a moment, she did have psychological issues, and someone that was very knowledgeable...
Much less funny now. It was quite funny until then.
Takes the edge off.
And they said people will latch on to a group, like the famous one would be aliens, you know, like the tinfoil brigade, you know, like, you know, aliens are controlling everything, and or it could be the Bilderberg group, the New World Order, you know, the black helicopters flying over the US and things like that. But in the case of this friend, it was Masonry, you know, and so how it turned out to be Freemasonry is a bit peculiar, you know, because they reckon the person I spoke to that knew a lot about issues said they normally go for something exotic, like, you know, the Illuminati, the aliens, it's the greys coming down, you know, and but in this case it was Masonry, so I was labeled a Mason, and so no matter how much I disavowed ever being a Freemason, I was one in her eyes.
Well,
we keep in touch now and again, you know. She sent me an email a couple of months ago and said, oh, how are you keeping? I said, oh, not bad, surviving, you know, getting by, you know, just sort of chit chat. So I think she's having a calming down period.
Well, that's good to know.
That's good.
Well, right. Stephen, thank you very much indeed for calling. And obviously, our best wishes to everyone in your chapter.
in my order.
Yeah, sorry, order. I don't know. I'm
he knows a lot about this stuff, doesn't he?
If I was really amazing, that's what I do. I get all the terminology wrong. That's what I do. Stephen, thanks very much for your call. Have a good night.
You're welcome. See you later. Bye-bye.
Take care. 0344-499-1000 is the number to call. It's Jake Yap in for Ian Lee with Kath. And it's an open door. You can say whatever you want on the radio. Well, you can't say whatever you want on the radio. We all know that. That's what Ofcom's for. We'll be back with more after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, hi. It's Jake Yap in for Ian Lee. Sorry about that. Mark's been in touch on Twitter saying, where's Ian Lee disappeared to? He'll be back. It's just me for now. All right.
He should be back tomorrow.
There you go.
But in the meantime, the number stays the same and the format's the same. So
yeah, so like ring us up or something, yeah? 0344-499-1000 in the new money. We were talking earlier about Freemasons and stuff and the whole kind of idea that you have to surrender to a higher...
Well, this is the thing. We used to have my husband plays cricket and we used to have the cricket club dues at the Freemasons Hall. Downstairs, of course, like just in a sort of dining room thing.
But then in the dungeon.
One Christmas, they allowed us up into the inner sanctum, like the temple.
Well, then, how was that? Then was it like, do you guys want to come have a look? Like,
yeah.
Do you want to come and see?
No, it wasn't anything.
The inner sanctum.
No, because it was just blokes from the cricket club, and they said, "Do you want to come have a look at the, you know, at the temple upstairs?"
Shackles.
So we went and had a look. Had a black and white checked floor.
Oh.
And it had sort of, if I remember rightly, it was sort of pews all facing each other towards the, facing inwards, so that on the outside of the walls, so on three walls, there were these sort of pews. And and there was writings, but you have to, apparently you have to believe in a higher power.
Totally.
Right? But it's your own. It's your own God, basically. It doesn't have to be the God. And that's where a lot of the, what we were told, a lot of the mythology about it being Satanism comes from, that, you know, that apparently that's the big secret, is it's revealed to you when you get in to the, like, third circle or whatever it is.
Okay, hang on one second. Ed, can you open my fader on the thing so I can play some music? Here we go.
Oh, you're playing spooky music?
It's, yeah. This is so, it's quite irresponsible, I think, to play this piece of music.
So yeah, I'm up in the temple.
Yeah.
If I remember rightly, there was a kind of lectern type thing as well.
Yeah.
And yeah, they talked to us about it, and they said, you know, the reason why you have to believe in this higher power is because when you make a pledge, it's about more than yourself. You have.
So dark, this freezing.
It's horrible.
How can we broadcast this at 11:12 at night? That's so irresponsible.
And what they said was, you have to, you know, believe that the repercussions will be spiritual as well as...
Right. Yeah. Enjoy the party. Obviously,
yeah.
Happy Christmas.
Anyway, who wants to go back down for pudding? but it was an odd thing.
Yeah.
And the reason...
Did you get creeped out? Were you a bit like...
A little bit, and I was a bit drunk as well, so that always adds to the atmosphere, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But one of my friends was drunker still, and the sight of her descending the stairs on the stairlift kind of broke
that's
the mood
scary.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's scary. Yeah.
But it was a weird thing. It was a weird thing.
Yeah. You're like...
Stop the music.
It's
freaky,
isn't it?
Horrible.
That is so freaky. Sorry, everybody. Everything's fine.
But that's not the only organisation where you have to believe in a higher power, is it?
No. Because you were saying, well, just things now about like, this whole mindfulness thing.
Yeah, and yeah, you know, I know 12-step programs and stuff. You have to believe in a higher. It's something to surrender to. That actually you'll be all right, and you have to give in to the fact that you are not in control. Mm. But yeah, talking about mindfulness, I've had a go at that. Have you had a go at it?
Everyone has,
haven't they?
Keep not getting around to it, but I'm just too busy. it's a weird thing. Well, there's a few things here, right? So there's the whole idea of surrendering to a higher power. And there's lots of people who sort of really enlightened people, and they say that the true path to proper self-awareness and enlightenment stuff is about surrendering to a higher and believing in a higher
and
existence.
And letting go and realizing that it'll be fine.
I just can't. The other thing is, the whole idea of mindfulness and living in the now. Mm-hmm. And there's this guy called Eckhart Tolle, who I think Paul Whitehouse based one of his characters on, and it's all about living in the now. I want to live in the now. And Eckhart Tolle, he's all about mindfulness. He's kind of one of the pioneers of stuff. I just thought, what's it like if, you know, you're Eckhart Tolle and you're in a restaurant and you're trying to live in the now, but to be honest, you've been waiting an hour for your starter, you know?
Like, he'll notice his discomfort and move on.
I would like the cauliflower soup in the now. I would like it in the now. And you reach a point where nothing matters anymore because you're so...
Well, that's what I've heard, because, you know, when mindfulness, about sort of a year ago, people started to get into it more popular, you know, in a more popular way. And you get apps and stuff for your phone now. That's what I used. These 5-minute mindfulness courses.
Yeah.
I read something that said that you can get into it to the point where you don't give a stuff about anything anymore, and so it can be end up being negative. But I mean, I'm not able to get to that level of mindfulness. I try to be serene about stuff.
Yeah.
I also read this book recently called F It. It's not called F It. It's called
No.
That's all about just letting go of stuff that you can't control. But again, you know, I can imagine, I know people who take that to the nth degree and don't give a damn about anything anymore, and that's probably not helpful either, is it?
Do you know about kinesiology?
No.
Okay, so there's this guy. By the way, it's 0344 499 1000.
Yeah, because we're probably
Look at the Alan's. Oh,
we're
look.
Probably talking a load of old guff about mindfulness. There'll be people out there listening who know better than we do.
Yeah, totally. In which case, you should bring us up and correct us. 0344 499 1000. We should talk about kinesiology, but well, it's that man again. Good evening.
Hi, Jake.
How are you?
Not bad. How's Ian?
He's all right. And it's been a while. How have you been?
Oh, bud. Well, it happened in America.
It happened, didn't it? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the last time we spoke, it was on the night of the election results. And, yeah, what a great day for democracy.
Yeah, Trump in charge.
Right, that's enough of that.
Yeah, we have to move on. That's very strict.
I wanted to play that game we played.
What game?
Oh, yeah, what was that? The true or false thing.
Trump or chump.
Trump or chump with the quotes, yeah. I haven't got any more.
Sadly, that's not funny anymore.
yeah. Now.
You haven't played it, Kath.
We're all chumps
I wrote
now.
It. Yeah, I wrote, she wrote it thinking thing. It would be a bit fun, but it's not fun anymore, is it really?
No.
It's real life.
Not, yeah.
Anyway.
Antarctica, that's the place. Alex Salmond, you know, the former head of the SNP.
Yeah.
He said he's going to move to Antarctica. He said he would move to Antarctica if Trump got voted in.
And yet?
Because he said it's the last place to get hit by nuclear fallout mm-hmm. if there was a war. Anyway, how
is he taking for large for him?
Well, he's moving to America to be an immigrant,
I know,
ironically.
I know. I mean, come on, right?
Anyway.
Anyway, what's on your mind?
Lemon drizzle.
Lemon drizzle. Always.
That's the one. I think that is the one, isn't it?
It could be a bit too tart for me, lemon drizzle. Don't you think?
I quite like
a walnut. Coffee and walnut cake. That's old school, but I think it's good.
A really properly done brownie.
Oh, yeah.
Are you fond of a bit of a mouthful of brownie?
Listen to his breathing.
Chocolate fudge.
Oof.
Chocolate fudge. I'm more of a brownie guy.
Are we just going to name cakes? Is that what this is now?
Sure.
Chocolate fudge brownie.
That's the one.
Rocky Road.
I did the most successful thing I ever did on the radio. Was I did a thing where it was just guess what cake I've got. I didn't know what I was going to do for the show, and I was in the garage on the way to the studio and filling up my car with petrol. I went in and I bought a piece of cake, like an individually sliced piece of cake in a wrapper, and I just opened the phone and I just said, guess my cake. I had hundreds of calls and no one got it.
Oh, was it a Battenberg?
It was not a Battenberg.
You're going to carry on guess my cake.
Oh, are we going to reprise it? Guess my cake.
Guess my ex cake.
It hasn't yet been named. 0344 499 1000. Whatever. Guess my cake. You'll never guess my cake.
Lemon and poppy.
Nope.
Chocolate cake.
Nope.
cherry.
Nope.
Dundee cake.
No. That's a good guess, though. I mean, you've dug deep there.
Eccles.
Nope.
I didn't even dug in Coronation Street.
You what?
Eccles.
Yeah. It's a place in Manchester. It's where my aunties live.
Oh, I miss Eccles cakes. Can't eat them if you're vegan.
Why? Raisins?
Because they've got butter. Oh, it's what makes them delicious.
Well, that's scones.
Yeah, that's all gone.
Scones.
Scones.
Also
no,
buttery.
Scone. Yeah, milky and buttery.
With clotted cream.
Oh, stop. This is pornographic.
Me down.
This is literally pornographic to me. You're dangling something I can't have in front of me.
Not for the first time. Anyway, Alan.
Yes.
What topics we got?
Smells. Favourite smells?
Favourite smell? I could choose a worst smell.
A rare smell?
No, the worst smell.
He's
got to take it there.
Go on, what's the worst smell?
I've been in a concert and someone absolutely farted a curry in a concert.
Did I hear that right? Did you say someone farted a curry in a concert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Flipping it.
What was it? Was it Sibelius? Mahler? What was 1812 Overture?
Were they the act?
It was a Spice Girls concert.
Spice Girls!
Come on.
Was it you, Alan?
No, it wasn't me. I just wanted a chicken vindaloo being fired out of someone's bum right in front of me.
It was him. Who denied it, supplied it.
Yeah.
No, I had the full whiff.
We
We're back there again.
Yeah, and there I think we have to leave it for now because we've got to get into the news. Alan, it's been lovely to talk to you again.
Well. You say that.
Kind of. It has. Take care. All the best. The weirdest thing is when you do a blow off and it smells of curry and you haven't eaten curry. Anyway, 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. We'll be back after the news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
A very good evening to you. It's Jay Gap in for Ian Lee. Kath is here. We're all waiting for you to call us. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. We might try and move on from smells a bit. Shall we? I don't know. You just talk about whatever you like, really. In the meantime, though, let's catch up with the latest news headlines.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jay Gap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evening, it's Jake Yap sitting in for Ian Lee here until 1 o'clock in the morning. As always, though, the door is wide open and we'd love to talk to you. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. We've been talking about smells. We've been also inviting you to guess the cake. I can't believe this is actually happening. Guess the cake. What's the cake? Okay, it's just a slice of cake. And if you can guess it, I don't know, can we offer prizes, Ed? We can't really offer prizes. What can we offer?
No, that's kind of against the rules. We could offer a gift for participation. That's the way we did it on the previous show.
A gift for participation?
Yeah, they participate, so, you know, they may not... It's ideal if they get it right.
Oh, okay.
But it's like a sort of, thanks for calling up. It's not a prize, it's a cheers.
A cheers.
Yeah.
We'll just say cheers if you get it right. We've had a lot of guesses. Lemon drizzle, lemon and poppy seed, chocolate fudge... and on Twitter, someone got in touch with at Talk Radio or at Jake Yap. Jake, ironically, says Tiffin. No, it wasn't Tiffin. What was the cake I bought? When was it? Oh my God. What was the year? This is awful. What was the year Diana died?
97.
97, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. What was the piece of cake I bought in 1997?
Can I make a guess?
Yeah, go for it.
If we're looking at now, it's probably just mouldy, rotten cake.
Yeah, well, it's long. To be honest, I don't know what that cake is now. Obviously, at some point, it got turned into, we're back again.
To smelly cake.
With the rear ends.
We've gone back to the smells.
But, so where is it now? That's an even more interesting
question.
Where
is the cake?
Where is the cake, all right? So if we accept that it got eaten, digested, and excreted, then got processed, then what? Did it get turned? Did it get burned? The way they're doing that now, they're burning poo now.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh. They dry it and they use it to make, there's power stations. And
it's a good way to use your poo.
I got taken on a tour once in Yorkshire around the sewage works at Esholt. And the guy was like, and amazingly, you know, we just burn it odorlessly. I was like, not odorless. smell like burnt coffee. Anyway, but if one is to accept that, maybe it got burned. Maybe it just got sort of treated and returned to a stream.
Well, if it returned to a stream, maybe you drank it again.
The fish could have been eaten by birds.
Mm-hmm.
The birds could have been caught by a... I don't know. Where's the cake now?
It was in your dinner last night.
It probably was, actually. It tasted like it was. Anyway, what's the cake? It's not Tiffin. It's not chocolate fudge. It's not... Anyway, if you want to have a guess, 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. Sorry, Derek has just very kindly tweeted a picture of Derek Acora. It's obviously a character called Derek Accordion, saying, I just smelt one of Sam's ghost farts. And it's a good picture, it's just right. I'll retweet it. Anyway, guess what? We're trying to move on from that, for goodness sake.
No, please, can we raise...
I tried really hard.
Okay.
Anyway... C. Jester suggests gay cake.
The gay cake, you know.
The old gay cake. Yeah. I didn't check, the orientation of it, but no one's got it right yet. So, I don't know.
Is there an actual cake, or was this one of these radio devices?
Was a cake. Not like what you used to do.
They used to do it.
No, this was genuine.
Not me, but BBC Local Radio, right? Before, do you remember there was a big scandal about competitions? And I think, I don't think we were really fooling anybody in that, eagle-eared listeners would recognise the fact that the last person who phoned in would always win the What's Written on My Piece of Paper competition.
Yeah, right.
Because there was no paper.
What?
No, there was no paper. There was nothing written on the piece of paper. They would just make it up.
Next.
There you go.
Next.
Stuff I can say now that I couldn't say before.
I can't believe
Volume 1.
My world just imploded, and I'm not okay.
I'm sure there are some presenters still there employing those techniques, but certainly not on any of the shows I produce now.
Okay. Well,
so there better be a real cake, is what I'm saying to you.
It was a real cake. There is definitely an answer to this. I'm not doing the whole kind of last answer thing. If people guess it, I'll tell you.
You'll tell them.
I promise you.
Can we have a clue?
No, you don't need a clue. Right. It's just a cake. Come on, you can do
this.
I mean,
it sounds to me like there's been no cake, but okay.
All right. Here's what we'll do. We will have a piece of paper. I will write it down on a piece of paper. There's no paper.
Doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it true.
All right. I'm gonna.
No pens in that box.
There's one pen left, and I'll use the lid. Right. Here is what the cake was. Right. That.
Oh wow.
Yeah. See.
Kind of. Establishment were you frequenting to obtain such a cake?
A garage.
I mean...
I know. In Nottingham.
I was going to say posh God, garage,
those,
but...
Those are miserable times. I was doing a radio show in Nottingham.
I went to university in Nottingham. I loved it.
It was really awful. It was... I did 7 till 10 in the evening, and it was just me and the security guard were the only two people in the building. And this building was on this site which they said, oh, it's all going to get developed. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be a leisure complex, cinema, shops. It's going to be like, you're going to be in the centre of all of this, mm-hmm. right in the middle. And it was just this corrugated iron shack on this wasteland where junkies went, basically. And that was it. And it was just me and the security guard. I went back 10 years later and it's still just this one corrugated iron shack.
No leisure plaza.
No leisure plaza was forthcoming, right? So... And the security guard had this massive dog that would just jump up on me. And the thing was, because I was presenting the show, but I also, like, there was no producer, there was no one operating the thing. Obviously, here we've got, like, a phalanx of, like, 20 people working on the show. All right, there's you and Ed. So it was just me. So I'd say, hey, guess my cake. Here's Cyndi Lauper. And the phone would light up, and I'd have to answer the phones.
Oh, while the record was on.
While the record was on.
Did you record them while the record was on?
No. That technology was years away.
Right.
And so I would literally just, I'd pick up the phone and say, shall I say that? Radio 106 FM. It's not called that anymore. And people would just say, tell that useless to get off the air now. I cannot stand. I'm like, okay, thanks very much. And then I'd have to go back on air going, that was Cyndi Lauper with time after time. And
that was
just broken, broken little 22-year-old.
Oh, my first job was in commercial radio, and it was in Peterborough.
Oh, yeah.
And it was at Hereward FM.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hereward.
Hereward. As in Hereward the Wake.
Yeah.
Right. So Hereward FM that served Greater Peterborough, a place completely invented by the radio station.
Okay.
Like Greater Peterborough. And sometimes I had to do the travel as well as the news.
Oh.
And I'd make it up. I'd have a little look out the window and go, you know, words such as, phrases such as sheer weight of traffic came into play. The usual problems on Borges Boulevard.
Oh, tell me about it.
All that stuff. It was just vague FM. It was just me having a guess.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Still no one has guessed my cake. Michael,
no one's going to guess this cake because I'm looking at it. And I'm looking at the name of it and I still don't really know what it is.
I know. But it's like an established... When you hear it, you go, oh. It's going to be the massive anti-climax
of
the broadcasting year.
How many years has this particular competition been going?
Well, I launched it in 1997.
Blimey.
But someone did guess in the end. They did in the end. Anyway, you can text us 87222, start your text message with the word talk. Michael texted us. He said, is it one of those pathetic vegan cakes that are as tasty and nutritious as damp cardboard? Listen, damp cardboard, that's a big treat in a vegan household. Damp cardboard, it's made of money. No, it's a proper cake. Anyway, 03444991000. I wanted to talk to you about kinesiology, right?
Right.
Earlier.
By the way, you can stop this at any time by calling us.
Yeah, really? You know, you have the power. Yes, you.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah, really.
03444991000.
Yeah.
Please.
When you said it more.
Go on.
Enticingly.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
It's one of my special skills. Sexy numbers.
Sexy numbers. Oh. Oh.
Stop it. Right. Do kinesiology.
Sorry. So, have you heard of David Hawkins?
Is he Stephen?
Not Richard Dawkins, not Stephen Hawking.
Right. No.
David Hawkins.
Go on.
He's bizarre, but that's with an I. He founded this thing called kinesiology, because we were talking earlier, right, about mindfulness and the whole living in the now and all of that nonsense. And he came up with this theory of kinesiology. And he said that with it, you could find out information from people with this simple test, right? So... I tell you, I'm going to test it on you, right?
Oh, gosh.
No, it's all right.
This better not involve any touching.
No, it's fine. So, stand up.
Why are you moving over here?
Stand up, relax. Okay, that's fine. Now, we'll do a control thing. So, basically, if I can ask you a yes-no question, right? And you... I can find out that from you without you having to consciously answer it verbally, right? So, I know you put your hands behind your back in a please don't touch me way. No, you have to put your arm out, right? And... what's going to happen is I'm going to ask you a yes-no question. I will say resist. I'm going to press down on your arm and you have to try and resist me pressing, right?
Right.
And if you manage to resist me very well, it's an affirmative answer. It means yes. If I feel you imperceptibly almost weaken, that means it's no, right?
So really?
We'll do
no,
a control,
this sounds
right?
like bullshine.
We'll do a control question, right? Did you make up travel news as a broadcaster in a former life?
Yes.
Resist. You're right. Rock solid. Blimey, you're really strong. That's quite impressive. So now let's think of a question that would be like, no, I can't think of one. Doesn't matter. Anyway, the point is, right, he said that...
that I would waver if I was telling a fib or if it was negative.
Yeah. So you'd weaken
right.
if you're telling a lie. So, all right, hold
What's
your arm
What's the application
out.
For right. this?
Are you comfortable with on-air discussions of blow-offs? Resist. Write down it weakened right down. It's incredible. Never lies, right? So he got obsessed with this, right? Obsessed with this idea. And he said that he went much further with this. He said it's not just information about you or from you that I could get from you using kinesiology. So
it's the universe.
You, Kath, are part of a vast neural network of shared information.
Right.
Like a vast sort of psychic network, internet, like. Where I could find out information that you personally couldn't possibly know through you,
through
kinesis,
arm.
Through your arm.
Through
your
my right arm.
Has, to your right arm is the answer to everything, right? So, I could ask you a question that no one could possibly know, right?
Like what?
Okay, we'll try it, right? Does Donald Trump like the smell of his own blow-offs? Resist! Rock hard. He loves them. He loves them. They never lie.
So that's... what a load of old crap.
I know. I know. And this guy's like, you know, he goes to conferences and seminars and gets like...
people paid him for that.
People revere him as this amazing philosopher and thinker. It's like, seriously?
Oh,
come on.
Gosh, people really want answers to their questions, don't they? Even if the answers are bullshine.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah.
There was a quote-unquote medium in the office yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, I had to suppress a lot of cynicism.
Babe, don't you believe in that? No, because it is really weird, though,
no,
isn't it?
No, it's ridiculous.
Weird.
No, it was
babe,
ridiculous.
No, don't, no, never say that, babe.
He zeroed in on one of the girls that worked there, and he was sort of, you know, he was saying these things like, oh, I've got someone here who's passed over in spirit. They've been gone quite a while, but they are still around you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To everyone!
Yeah.
And it was, right, that place you're living in, it's not best, is it? You need to move out of there. You need to move quite quickly.
Yeah, I do.
But I've lived there all my life. Well, it's time for a change. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I don't know. Yeah, I suppose so. Oh, my God. No,
he was asking her questions.
I like it when they do the trick of where they'll sort of say, they'll be like, who's B? Who begins with B? Who's B? And so I go, oh, it could be...
Does anyone know a Bob or a Bill?
Yeah.
Might have been a Robert.
Well, I know a bloke who died. His name was Alan, but a bloke. Yeah, I know a bloke who died. Right, yeah, okay. So, all right, yeah, it's the bloke who died. Now, He loved the outdoors, didn't he? No, he didn't. He was.
But he went outside, though.
Bariatric problems. No, he never left the house for 35 years. He was like weighed 108 stone. Okay, I think you're getting that wrong because he wanted to be outdoors. And when they say that, you got it wrong, not me.
They'll say things like,
"You got it wrong."
Maybe you need to look into that.
Yes, incredible. The brass neck of these people. We should do it. Oh, you're not allowed to do occult stuff, are you?
No, even though it's absolute nonsense.
It's weird that. Yeah. Don't know why you can't do that.
Ofcom still, because we were looking into doing it because we went to do an outside broadcast from a quote unquote haunted pub.
Okay.
And we had to be very careful about, what.
For entertainment purposes only.
Well, I mean, it's quite clear our attitude to it, to be honest. But, there was a group of paranormal investigators there at the same time.
Right.
And they were doing sort of Ouija boards and stuff.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know about.
I thought I would be a little bit. I don't believe in any of it, but I'm quite easily spooked.
Yeah,
I don't like
more,
the idea of people.
More Ouija trousers than Ouija board.
Well, I thought that would happen, but it was just so ridiculous. I couldn't get into the spirit of it at all. Yeah, it would have been better for me and people who listened to that. I was very non-impressed by it, but
yeah.
I think if I'd have been able to spend some time in the spooky place on my own rather than being surrounded by people who were kind of trying to top trumps each other spook wise. Mm. It was like, oh, he's just touched my head.
Yeah.
Oh, he just prodded me.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just kicked me up in the jacks. It was all that,
Oh, my finger went right through him.
Whereas if I'd just been left alone in the space.
Yeah, of course. Then your mind will start building it all for you.
I never got that.
Most obligingly. Excellent. I bought a book of ghost stories, actually. It was really good. Just sort of fancied a ghost story. Mm. I'll tell you one after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344. There we go. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. It's an open door. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. What's that snappy phrase Paul Ross always uses? If it's on your shirt, get it on the radio.
Is that what he says?
No. He says, if it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Because he's not there. Yeah, he says that all the time.
How's that working?
Yeah, very well, very well. Good. Very well. Yeah, big show. Yeah, but well, he gets bigged up a lot, doesn't he? people have been guessing the cake. That's the other thing that we've been doing.
Excellent.
If you want to have a guess, this is basically a cake I purchased in 1997 in a garage in Nottingham. And if you can guess what it was, we will reward you with an appreciation.
Spiritual cash.
A spiritual cash. Thanks. We've had lots of guesses. Lemon and poppy seed, gay cake, chocolate cake, chocolate fudge cake. Big Willy, thanks for getting in touch, has suggested lesbian cake, all in capitals. Appreciate that. Pathetic vegan cakes that tasted dank cardboard. No. Tilda from Stroud has said, was it Simnel cake?
Oh.
That's a good guess.
That's in Easter confection, isn't it?
That certainly is. Never bothered with it myself.
I don't think I have.
No. Wasn't Simnel cake. So keep those guesses coming.
What time of year was it that you purchased this cake? Just to give us a little clue.
Say October-ish, November. About this time of year.
Okay. Uh-huh. But, I mean, this cake is long gone. And we're talking about a cake that's not even an ex cake. I mean, it just...
This cake is... Let's not do the cake sketch.
The cake is gone.
Mm. I thought we could talk about this as a feature in the Daily Express today.
Wow.
Is that all right?
Yeah, go on.
Good. The 12 little words that will transform your life.
Get your stuff and...
This is from... Pick that. Life coach, Shirley Palmer.
First of all.
Yeah. Jump in.
Life coach.
Life coach, come on.
What's the qualification for that? Because I don't go along with this thing at the moment where we're supposed to not like experts, but that's one expert that I definitely...
You can't get behind.
No.
I'm in a difficult position in many respects talking about this because I think that my cousin's wife... Is about to become a life coach. She wants to become a life coach.
Surely you just go, right, boom, I'm a life coach. Or is there some sort of procedure?
I think you just have chats with people and tell them, you know, that they should have a 5-year plan.
Busybody, is that how life coach is?
Well,
because we've all got that friend.
Not my cousin's wife. She's not a busybody. You can't say that.
I'm sure she books the trend. But we've all got one of those friends, haven't we, who tells us, you know, sometimes you just want to vent and you... Mm. Right, I've got a great friend for that. She's wonderful. Wonderful.
Okay.
I've got another friend who I don't get into that stuff with because I don't want her solutions to my problems.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't want her follow-up phone calls.
No.
But I'm guessing she's a life coach.
Yeah.
In all but, you know, charging me for it.
I think that's great. I think more stuff should be done with whiteboards. Oh, these pens never work.
Go on, anyway. So this life coach is
saying I'm going to park it. I'm going to park the 12 little words that will change your life. I'll tell you what they are. And I like your suggestions for other little words that could transform your life.
I've got a few words.
Yeah, I've got a few too. But we've had some people calling us on 0344 499 1000. And we need to talk to them. Let's talk to Rob first. Hello, Rob.
Hello, mate. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. Can I tell you what happened to me today?
Tell me.
I woke up this morning and my little golf chap is orange, right?
Your pardon?
me little downstairs is quite orange, right?
You've been eating what's it?
Yeah, my little general, he's proper orange.
Okay.
So I had a bit of a panic and I went to the doctors, as you do.
Yeah.
And he says to me, what you've been doing, you've been messing about with chemicals or anything like that. And I said, no. He said, what you've been doing? I said, well, I don't work. I said, all I do is sit at home all day eating Wotsits and watching porn.
Yeah.
What I like about this joke, Rob, is... you emerge from it so well. It's sort of a win-win for you. That's excellent. That's a lovely joke. That's a lovely story. I appreciate you sharing it with us today. Where are you? What are you doing? He's gone. He's just gone.
No, he had nothing else to contribute.
That's it. Well, I mean, you can't. Once you've peaked with that, where can you go from there? Thanks very much, Rob. If you've got any other...
No, we don't do jokes.
No, we don't.
And that,
I wasn't going to say jokes. I wasn't going to say jokes.
Can I just
very hastily say, I was not going to say jokes. But actually, maybe that's even worse. 0344 499 1000 for any non-jokes. Someone who perhaps does not have a joke to share with us is Dana. Good evening, Dana.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm really good. No, I can't really follow that last caller.
We should just shut down the station for the rest of the day, really.
I saw that punchline over the horizon from the moment...
You did call it, in fairness. You called it. It's quite spooky, baby. You're psychic. It's spiritual.
I've heard that. I mean, basically, that is the...
I am going to be a huge disappointment compared to that. I sat here listening to it thinking... Maybe I should just put the phone down after.
I felt the same.
I think, we all wanted to put the phone down. So how are you? How was your day? What's going on with you?
Good. I've been filming again today. I was doing a rom-com.
Oh.
This was just pickups, and we were just, the audience reacted to the director waving a tennis ball around on a stick. And we were, you know, reacting to him and joke, and I spent the whole afternoon doing that.
Is this some kind of CGI rom-com? How does that?
No,
because if you're waving
at
a tennis ball on a stick, it's because they're going to put something in to replace the tennis ball on a stick, unless it's a very niche rom-com.
No, it's the camera basically on the audience, so the audience was all background artists, and we were watching the director behind the camera. So he's behind the camera, and he's. Yeah. Using this tennis ball on the stick as the eye line.
Oh, I see.
So we knew where we were meant to look while he read, while we were fed the lines and jokes.
I see.
So that's all I've done this afternoon.
Wow.
And laughed and giggled and sighed and
wow, it's better than Panto.
It was interesting. Been a very, you know, very sore bum after sitting in a sort of, you know, tiny little seat for hours.
Oh yeah.
But it was a really good afternoon. But what I was gonna say is, you know, you mentioned earlier, or I think Kath mentioned earlier about, is it spiritual cash?
Yes.
Yeah.
what denominations does that come in? Where can I get it? And could you send me buckets of it? Because that sounds like a great, you know, I could use some.
Spiritual cash is what my old English teacher used to offer us for things. It's basically goodwill, isn't it, spiritual cash?
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
It's
like
the
karma.
Reward. Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Yeah, God, we all need bucket loads of that stuff, don't we?
You know, are you sort of like Lord Sugar? Are you sort of, you know, going to give us, you know, are you offering like 250,000?
I wish I could offer more.
Spiritual cash. Well, look, if it's spiritual, have a trillion. Have a trillion in spiritual cash.
You can't give of yourself to that level, otherwise you end up a dried out husk.
Did you see The Apprentice tonight? Has The Apprentice correspondent been on?
Missed Ty's. Ah,
Ty's been on.
Yeah,
he's been and gone. Apparently, he was a belter. You know the super butch one who's always slightly angry and army-like.
Yes.
Apparently, he got kicked off.
He got very angry. So I did miss. I'd like to apologise now. I did miss half the show. First half an hour.
You missed.
We were just warming up for you anyway.
Yeah.
I'll make sure that my mum sends a note in. If it gives me the address, so I'll make sure that mum sends a note in so that I can be forgiven.
Listen, you haven't let us down. You know who you've let down.
Just myself yet again.
Ed.
You know, I know. But no, I just want to say I'm really enjoying the show. And you do a show, is it on a Sunday, do you normally?
I do a show on Sunday mornings normally, yes.
So I'm going to have to start listening because I am really enjoying it. So
that's so nice of you.
That, because normally on talk radio, I normally just listen to Ian. But you've got a new audience member now.
Oh, that's so nice of you. I really appreciate that. That's so nice of you. Because there was such a nice message someone sent through the website earlier, saying, "Where's Ian? I can't stand this humourless, squeaky-voiced halfwit." So you've
are they talking about me?
No, I don't think they were, Sally. So thank you. You've sort of replenished my spiritual account.
Oh no, it's really good. So again, something else. I just wanted to say, really enjoying the show, and
that's very lovely.
Looking forward to Ian coming back, and
yeah, of course,
I hope he's better.
Oh, we all listen. My toothbrushing regime is nothing without
you know the late night losers, you know, it's a special club.
but
I'm really enjoying the show, so definitely you've got a new listener for your show as well.
Well, thanks, Dana. Before you go, do you want to try and guess my cake? You might as well.
Toffee and walnut, is there a toffee and walnut?
Oh, coffee
and
walnut's quite a common. Is it coffee and walnut?
Yeah, she's saying toffee and walnut.
Well, you can have them both if you want, because they both.
I'll have a toffee and walnut. Let's go for that.
Okay.
A bit obscure, maybe.
That's wrong. Do you want to guess again?
Victoria Sponge?
That's wrong. Oh, well.
Okay. Anyway, well, I'll still listen to you anyway.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for playing. Thanks so much for calling. Really appreciate
night-night.
It.
Bye.
Night-night.
Bye.
That was Dana. 0344-499-1000 is the number to call.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello. It's Jake Yap sitting in for Ian Lee for one night only. It's lovely to be here. Thanks very much for keeping me company. People are trying to guess the cake I purchased in 1997 in a garage in Nottingham. People have guessed Signal cake, chocolate cake, Victoria Sponge now. Coffee and walnut, toffee and walnut. Lord Guardian Hawk on Twitter says, was it pumpkin cake?
No,
it wasn't. And Sam asks, was it cream for backache? No, I don't know what sort of cream that would be. Jem says, is the cake Battenberg? No, it's not Battenberg. Keep going then.
This is an excellent competition.
Seriously.
An excellent competition. We're naming a cake that was digested 10 years ago.
Yeah, 10 years ago. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Sorry.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, listen, you had every opportunity in Nando's to steer the show editorially. And
we decided to eat. Well, I ate chicken.
Yeah, you did.
I always eat chicken in Nando's.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Such a maverick. do you remember I was talking, this is like from an hour ago, I was talking about a film. About this idea where there's this sort of legal amnesty once a year where people can go and do whatever they want.
Break the law.
Yeah, it's called The Purge.
Oh.
That's what it's called. Thank you very much, Matthew, for getting in touch and telling us that. I wanted to talk about the 12 little words that will transform your life from the Daily Express today.
Right.
It's very good of them to just give it away. Life coach, well, we've covered that. Shirley Palmer spent many years working with millionaires. Wow.
They seem to have it sorted. I mean,
they don't need words or change or anything, do they?
No.
They don't need change.
No.
Could you break a million? And gained a unique insight into how they achieve their goals. Basically exploiting other people. I mean, that's basically how it's done, isn't it?
That's what we've seen of recent times. Yeah.
Rapaciously pursuing profit over... Okay. Anyway, she reveals the secrets of their success with these 12 words.
Okay.
Word number one, whips.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Word number one. So, anyway, before we start getting into these, please, your suggestions for short little words that will transform your life. Get them in now. 0344-499-1000 or 87222. Start your text message with the word talk or on Twitter at Talk Radio. Anyway, the first one, Kath, yeah? And I think this might do something for you, babe.
So yeah, just, make just me roll my eyes a bit more.
No, first of all, babe, let's change the body language.
I've got my arms folded.
Let's unfold the arms, okay?
Go on.
I want you just to be open and receptive, because you don't know. The Daily Express is about to change your life.
Is it?
A millionaire by Christmas, Kath. Word number one to change you, Kath, okay? Change. Change.
Right.
It goes on your underwear.
What?
No, it doesn't. Change can be anything from underpants, from tiny to huge, says Shirley. Yeah? When change happens, it's natural to feel anger or fear, but view it as an opportunity.
I'm feeling angry.
And... Yeah, but you shouldn't. You should view it as an opportunity. And like the wealthy, it could be something that you could initiate on your own terms.
Yeah.
Like smashing my face in on air. We've had some suggestions for other short words that could change your life.
How many of them can we read out on air?
Quite a lot of them. Stephen, thank you very much, got in touch on Twitter and said, infected? Gary suggests taramasalata.
Mm.
Kate Hill says abstinence.
Oh, gosh, that's taken a turn, hasn't it?
Yeah. William says Brexit. Darren's just tried to latch onto the whole Express vibe with a whole batch. Brexit, statins, Diana,
yes.
Alzheimer's, weather, migrant. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Ryla, rather touchingly, says Dale, says a marriage. That's sweet.
Or is it?
And John says diarrhea. Let's press on. Word number two, Kath, yeah? And it's nice. I'm seeing an openness now, and not just in the body language. Your whole face has opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, your whole face is open right
now. Are you reading this body language?
Yes, I am.
Do you want to see it again?
Not really. Fear. Word number two is fear.
Right. In other words... Don't fear change. Embrace it.
Most fears, says Shirley, are based on ideas in our heads, Kath.
Oh, she's so wise.
Rather than reality. Okay, Kath?
Mm.
The rich acknowledge fear, then move past it by stepping into the unknown and employing security guards.
Or get their boobs out on the internet. Or that's how you get rich. Right, that's how you get rich these days, isn't it?
Well, actually, underneath each word, there's a top tip.
Top tip with a P.
Top tip.
Mm-hmm.
Get some awful 200-pound lump of gristle to put you online. No, it says do one thing every day that scares you. I hate that thing. I hate that.
Unless it's like running out in front of a bus.
Do something that scares you. It's like yeah, jump into the gorilla pit. Like what? It's idiotic.
Don't do things like that. That's ridiculous.
Do one thing that scares you. Well, Donald Trump scares me.
Not doing him.
No.
Not again.
Okay. Ask yourself, what's the worst thing that can happen? Usually it's not that bad. I could have all my limbs ripped off by a really angry gorilla, but that's not that bad when you think about it. Do welcome your thoughts for words that will transform your life.
I mean, they've transformed her life. Part of me has got an admiration for this woman that she's managed to turn this into some sort of money-making scheme.
Yeah.
The peddling of...
But this is the thing, is whenever you get those things, sometimes you get those pop-up ads online which say, I made an absolute ton of money and my new book will teach you how to do it. I made $100,000 before I got off the toilet this morning.
Yeah.
And you think, well, obviously you made it by selling a book on how to make money. So I'll just write a book about how to make money and sell that.
Or save my money.
Yeah.
And read someone else's book.
Yeah.
And maybe expand my mind.
Oh, read a blooming book, yeah?
Just read a book, mate.
Just read a blooming book, yeah? Switch off the idiot books.
Not 50 Shades.
Yeah?
That's not real.
Read a blooming book.
Have you read 50 Shades?
Obviously, I flicked through for the dirty bits.
I got bored of the dirty bits.
They were rubbish dirty bits, weren't they?
Boring. I read about a book and a half, so what that's
like. I love that. Oh,
about
I just got bored with it after about a thousand pages.
I read about 30 Shades of Grey. Can't be bothered with the rest. And the film, right?
I didn't see the film.
Oh, we took some pensioners to see the film at our previous job.
Oh, perfect.
Dennis and Dunstable, if you're listening, I know you're still thinking about that film. I think he got it on DVD afterwards.
Did he?
Yeah, when they opened the Red Room. Dennis and Dunstable exclaimed very loudly in the cinema, "Looks like my garage!"
Awesome.
But the thing that annoyed me, one of the many things that annoyed me, apart from the fact the actors looked like they had difficulties acting like people who were walking and moving, was he bought all these like expensive pants, but no bras that went with them.
Oh, that'd be annoying. Because then what are you going to do? You're going to fork out for the bras yourself?
She just was walking around in knickers all the time.
Oh, for God's sake. Well, she's going to get cold.
She's going to have spaniel's ears by the time she's much older. That's what's going to happen. And then tell me where the Christian Grey's interest is.
I can't believe that it's now fallen to me to raise the tone of this show.
Bananas!
That was safe word, bananas. Kyle, we'll talk to you after this.
Jake Gap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evening, it's Jake Yap here with you until 1 o'clock in the morning. Kath is here too, and you can join us, 0344 499 1000. Thanks very much for all your calls. Let's talk to Kyle.
Good evening, you all right, Jake?
Good evening, I'm very well, thanks for calling.
Cool, I was going to say, I didn't realise Kath had gone into voiceover work based on that last trailer.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Smith.
It was Penny Smith, mate.
That really, was
it? Yeah.
It was uncanny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Frightening. Can you, as a control measure, can you say spaniel's ears?
Spaniel's ears.
Right, and can you say you're willing to show your banana around the office or whatever you said before?
That wasn't me, that was Penny Smith.
Yeah, of course it was.
Nice try, though. You can't break me that easily.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you want to talk about, Carl?
What I wanted to talk about, I don't have children, but you get those free inserts in the Radio Times or whatever, flogging toys for Christmas. I saw I'll avoid swearing, the most horrendous toy for Christmas I've ever seen.
Was it the Cacamax?
Was it the what?
This thing my youngest wanted last year because she saw it on the television. That generally is how it goes, right? Everything that goes on TV is suddenly in her mind and she must have it. There was this horrible dog and it pooed.
Oh, fabulous.
It was called a Cacamax.
What, you said? I thought you said Pacamac, as in the old 70s thing perverts used to wear.
No, caca, as in cack.
Oh.
Horrible.
What, do you have to clean up after it?
Yeah, that's the idea. You squeeze its lead.
Yeah.
You squeeze its lead and it drops one.
Fabulous.
Horrible.
Well, and then what, you walk behind it with like a little plastic bag?
Yeah.
Or a little scooper?
Yep. That's the idea. That's a French, it's a French invention. Of course it is.
And was it like just chocolate icing?
No, they weren't even, I don't think they were even brown. I think they were like yellow or something.
Of course, they'd be like pink love hearts or something, wouldn't they?
So, and I think they were shaped like the bone. So you fed them the bone and then it popped out the end.
Whoa.
So could you do like a canine centipede thing if you had loads of them?
Yes.
Awesome.
First reel of comedy spike, realism, right? So how would it eat the bone, right, and then poo out an exact same bone, and how are you going to pop that into a bag and stick it through your neighbour's letterbox?
Well,
what do you mean?
So many questions, which is why I didn't buy it for her. I thought it was a ridiculous idea. There's also this toy called Gooey Louie, which I actually quite fancied. Have you seen that?
No.
What, Louis Spence?
No, it's a man's face and head area.
I didn't know where you were going then.
Right, and you have to pick its nose.
Oh, come on!
Until, get this, in a bit like a pop-up pirate fashion, its brain pops out. Gooey Louie.
I love the idea of the pitch meeting. You know,
like my kid needs any encouragement to pick a nose.
I have seen adverts for that pie face, which does remind me of a video I saw many months ago. But moving on from that...
Well, yes, let's.
Moving on from that. No, so the thing that I saw that was horrendous, it was... So when I was a kid, I don't know whether you two had it as well, there was like a Play-Doh set,
yeah.
And it was called, I think, the Mop Top set.
I longed for that so much.
Was it
so,
the Play-Doh barbershop?
The Mop Top hair shop. The Mop Top hair shop.
Yeah, I wanted Play-Doh. Yeah,
put it in and you squeeze it through the
holes,
right?
Yeah, and the hair came out the top.
I wanted that to the extent that when I was old enough to buy it myself, and I'm talking late teens... I bought myself one. And what a disappointment it was.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Did it not look like on the adverts?
No, you couldn't cut it or anything. It was horrible.
Oh,
no, Kathy, I have to say, and it's, I don't think me and you have ever disagreed, but I think you're wrong.
The best, was it the best toy ever?
You totally were. It wasn't the best toy. That would be a big track. But, but you know, it was fairly good. And you had the little helmet thing you put on to give the woman a perm.
Yeah.
You could squeeze it a bit and then snip the hair off with, but I'm miming the scissors. I'm miming the scissors.
Nice.
Beautiful. But I think by the time I could buy it, they'd changed it somehow. So it didn't have that special. It didn't have the shampoo and set facility.
No.
Rubbish. Rubbish.
Well, being 26, I mean, I've obviously seen it in old magazines.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the new version, have you seen what the new version of this is?
No, what is it?
Oh, new version of this, right, is... It's a Play-Doh dentistry set.
Oh.
Oh, what are you squeezing out?
No.
No,
well,
you're giving them fillings.
Yeah, well, exactly, Jake. You give them fillings, right? You can drill the tooth to make the gap, and then, but honestly, it's horrendous. That would give me nightmares.
When are they going to do the Play-Doh alien abduction set? Where they drill my teeth! They pro...
Yeah. No, they won't do that.
No, they won't do that.
Well, why would you do that to a little kid? Why would you... I can sort of see that it's like, take the fear away from the dentist. But no, it's not. It's like if I had a little kid, I've got like a little niece, little nephew, the sort of them, under 10, drilling holes in people's, vile, horrible.
It's a bit of a weird thing for a child to potentially latch onto, isn't it? Although, you know...
It's plenty of money in dentistry.
Exactly. If my little boy ended up going into dentistry, I'd be very happy with that. A little pension.
Ah. But they've got the highest suicide rates, haven't they, of people?
Have they?
Mm.
God, really?
True, that.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's taken the shine off, hasn't it?
Yeah.
They put that on the box.
Play-Doh box with the Samaritan's number on the side. That'd be horrendous. Gosh, thanks for...
I had a guess for your cake as well, by the way.
Oh, yeah, have a guess.
I was going to say, I'll probably pronounce it wrong, Newcastle will pick me up on it, but a pomfret cake, like a licorice cake.
Oh, a pontefract. Cake.
Pontefract cake, that's...
Yeah.
Wasn't me that picked you up, by the way. Notice that?
You see yourself.
There you go. I'm afraid it wasn't, but I had a great time.
But can I give a clue?
No.
All right.
I don't know. No.
Well, Pontefract's a place, isn't it?
Hey. I like what you did there. Kyle, thank you for talking to us today.
No worries.
Appreciate it. Have a good night. 0344-499-1000 is the number to call. People are trying to guess what cake it was I bought a slice of in 1997 in a garage in Nottingham. Lots of guesses coming in. Save Our NHS on Twitter says fruit sponge cake. No, wasn't that.
Well, no.
Charlie says Madeira cake from Charlie and Sophie. No. Keith says, was it a Sacca?
Charlie from Charlie and Sophie.
Keith says, was it a Sacca torta?
Oh.
It was a garage in Nottingham.
I know, but do you know what?
Yeah.
I was surprised at the level that garage had gone to, bake-wise.
Matthew guessed, was it a red velvet carrot or fudge cake?
Oh, no.
No, it was none of those, but thank you very much indeed.
Red velvet cake, right?
Yeah, pointless.
Doesn't taste of anything, does it?
It's pointless.
Looks nice. Pointless.
Yeah, but has the same amount of flavour as red velvet.
It's like eating an actual sponge.
Yeah.
But we've all done in the bath. We've all done.
Let's talk.
Come on.
To your friend, Dennis in Dunstable.
Oh, Mr. Grey.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Hello. So, am I right in thinking that you and Kath went to a cinema and watched 50 Shades of Grey together?
It wasn't just us.
There's quite a few people there, and I've read it 4 times, complete.
4 times?
Yep.
What's your...
Don't miss anything.
What's...
The amazing thing about this thing is, if you look at a film with, let me see, Pretty Woman, There's a hell of a lot of things being stolen out of there. That bathing scene, the scenes taken at the theatre, yeah. All sorts of things in there that she pinched.
That's true.
And put into 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
But I've just been in hospital, and the number of coloured people there, I said there should be 50 shades of brown, because nobody is black, nobody is white, we're all 50 shades of the same brown, aren't we?
That's
well, I'm not. I'm almost blue.
I'm just relieved that that's where you're going with this.
Just saying, they are. You've never seen a black person. You've seen a very dark person. You've not seen a white person, unless they're ready to fold you into a sheet and bury you. Mm. No, fair dues, we're 50 shades of the same brown.
You're absolutely right.
I know.
Peace and love, man.
People were going around the hospital and saying, I'm one of 50 shades. I'm one of 50 shades.
So... What's your favourite bit in 50 Shades?
Well, after the first lot of excessive sex, it fades out into a reasonable story later on.
Yeah.
Somebody tries to down his helicopter and things like that.
Mm.
So it goes on and on. And, of course, finally, in the end, they get married. And have
children.
All right.
They have children. Knows that
they have children, yeah.
Oh, well, that's the end of that then, isn't
then
it?
It's just, yeah.
50 Shades of Not Tonight, I'm Not in the Mood.
Oh, that's right. Well, one of the doctors in hospital said he was at school with a fellow who plays Christian.
Yeah, Jamie Dornan.
Yeah, well, apparently he's from Northern Ireland and the doctor was from Southern Ireland, but he said they went to school together.
Okay.
So he knows him, you know. That was one of the quacks in hospital. Shouldn't say quack, sorry, doctor.
It's okay. I don't know.
Well, another, yeah, 50 Shades of Grey is a great story if you read carefully.
Well,
it's
underline all the bits you don't have to read again.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Dennis.
Well, of course I did.
I thought it was pony.
Did you?
I wouldn't have bought it unless I enjoyed it.
Dennis, may I ask, are you single?
No.
Single? You're joking. I've been married for 73 years.
Did you read any bits of it out loud in bed? I'm just asking.
No.
Because it's a good story. It's a nice thing to share a good story.
He wouldn't. No, she wouldn't. My wife wouldn't read this book. Takes a lot of time to read the paper.
I'm doing the Sudoku.
Give over.
I'm doing the medium.
Great gal. She's a great gal, but...
Aww.
Not like that.
No, well, you don't, you know. It's...
No, we used to dance together all over the world with friends.
Aww.
One dance I wouldn't teach you was the Argentine tango, because its description is a vertical expression of a horizontal desire.
Well, it is, but, you know, men used to do it together.
Men, I wouldn't dance with a man, Christ.
I know.
Yeah.
Well,
the only trouble is you start off and you find one, you've got five legs when you've finished.
Oh, blimey, flipping it. Dennis!
You were so much quicker on the uptake.
I know, Dennis, a little bit better.
You're no kidding. Right. I was thinking, what, you? Hang on, if you had a child... No, that's... No.
Dirty granddad.
Dirty granddad. Great-granddad. Got another one on the way, another grandchild, great-grandchild coming as well.
Gosh. Amazing.
I'm the head of a massive family now.
You certainly
are. How did they take any notice of me?
Oh, bless him.
I think they might do now. Dennis, thanks so much for your call.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
It. That was Dennis in Dunstable.
Dirty Dennis.
Who has history with Kath. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. We're just kicking back this evening. We're just having some fun. You can ring up about filthy books you've read or anything else at all. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good evening. It's Jake Yap sitting in for Ian Lee tonight. We're just delighted to have your company. It's me and Kath. Kath's just getting some more tea because I've used up my Pepsi Max allocation for today. It's going to make the next hour a bit tricky without your help. Here's the latest news.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, all right. Well, this is it. It's the last hour. It's Jay Gap sitting in for Ian Lee for tonight only. And, the good news is, Ed, I've got a phone charger for you. So it's turned out to be a great evening. Kath.
I found a tenner yesterday.
You did not?
Yeah, yeah. I found a tenner yesterday, and then I went to the drinks machine upstairs.
Yeah. I think it's the police station.
Out.
Yeah.
Two came out. I think I've had my good luck for 2016. The rest of it's been absolute horror.
Yes. What happened? Take me through that again.
So I found a tenner on the floor.
Yeah.
And then when I got to work, I went up to the vending machine, put some money in to get a drink out. Two popped out.
Two drinks?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I think that might be my lot for the year, but that will do.
I would take that.
But I did feel a bit guilty about the tenner, but not so guilty that I'd put it in a charity box.
Where did you find it?
Floor. Street.
What floor? Street. What street?
Street near where I live, and there was no one else around. I did look around to see if there was anyone with a pocket.
Watching you who would judge you. That's
and
the truth.
That, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I also looked to see if there was anyone obvious, like pocket.
I once stopped on Green Lanes in London. It's quite a busy road. It's one of those big main roads that sort of goes out of London.
Mm.
I was cycling, and I just suddenly slammed on the brakes and leapt off my bike, and there again picked up a £20 note.
What did you? I mean,
it's just there.
You just
at what point do you
just have it? Don't you?
At what point do you have to say, "Oh, I should probably"?
But I've been thinking about it.
Like 50 quid, 100. Where do you draw the line? At what point do you say,
line.
"I need to"? Yeah, good point.
I did think, "Oh, this is falling out of some kid's pocket. He'll be at school. They'll be in trouble. Blah blah blah." Or this is falling out of some old lady's pocket. She'll get to do the shopping, and I had all these scenarios. At no point did I think, "Oh, this is falling out of a drug dealer's pocket."
Yeah, you didn't know.
No, it was always I was always doing someone a bad turn by having it.
Really?
Yeah.
But
I've kept it.
Yeah, obviously.
But I feel terrible about it.
But you're living.
But I've
with,
kept.
You've
it.
Managed to live with
it's
it.
It's in the
yeah,
purse.
Yeah. Oh, you've still got the. Well, why don't you? Have you got it now?
I've not got my purse with me. No, it's in there.
I think we should just read out the serial number, and then if anyone, do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because that fiver I've got, it's worth 800 quid, mate.
Yeah.
800 quid, yeah.
You better
if anyone
that
wants
away,
to buy
sort of
this fiver, AK10236393. It's 800 quid if you want it. Just let me know. I can send you a photo of it to prove.
They shrink in the tumble, don't they?
Do they? Mm, you make fiver shrinky dinks?
Yes.
Oh, man, that'd be the best thing.
But don't do it, because it's...
Well, isn't it £200 if you deface money?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
Very naughty.
People have been trying to guess what cake I bought in a garage in 1997.
Kind of cake?
In a garage in Nottingham. And we've had lots of guesses. I think we've had the right guess.
Have we?
Yeah.
Did it because I gave it away?
I think it might be.
Go on.
Well, Jumble Sailor said Kendall mint cake. No.
No, but that will save your life.
Every time.
Horrible, though, isn't it?
Yeah, when you go for like an hour's walk.
It's like a
there's
crap.
Nothing like 4,000 calories worth of compressed sugar.
It's like a crap after eight.
It's like it's like someone sucked the chocolate off.
Horrible.
But Dave got it right on Twitter. Genoa cake.
Yeah.
Genoa. Is it Genoa cake?
Genoa. Is anyone else surprised that they would sell such a thing in a
garage.
Garage.
In Nottingham. It was an individual slice.
What is Genoa cake? Is it? It's a raisins and that.
It's like, yeah, it's like a light fruit cake. It's not like a heavy fruit cake. It's
They do a light sponge, don't they? In on the continent,
they do.
When I lived in Spain, they didn't. You know, they would do either a soggy sponge, like a wet. You had to have something in it, or it would be very dry.
I'm going to go out there and I'm going to ask you right now, what is the worst country for cakes?
The worst cake country.
What's the worst cake country? 0344 499 1000. I mean, look, France.
They do good.
They
cakes.
They rule patisseries, but that's not cake.
Well, it is cake.
They do madeleines, which
is
like...
Oh, you know what I used to love?
What?
And when I lived in Paris, I was skint, right? Absolutely skint. It was only 6 months, thank goodness, because
yeah.
I was eating a baguette a day. That was it. Sometimes pasta with butter on. That's what I would live on. Or if I was feeling particularly flush, I'd go to the patisserie opposite my house, where I went every day, by the way. Every day. And they never said hello.
Really?
No, no recognition whatsoever. And they used to sell this thing called a religieuse.
Oh, yeah, hang on.
Oh,
I've seen this on Bake Off. I know what this is.
The best cake ever. It's like a big...
It's like a thing with another thing on the top,
it's
right?
like a big... what are they called? blimey, though, a profiterole.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
a shoe.
So a shoe ball, a big one,
a shoe ball
with a little one on top. Mm. So I suppose it looks like a sort of...
It's supposed to look like a nun.
A round person, yeah, that's what it, yeah. Yeah, that's what it means. And then inside, you've got creme pâtissière,
yeah.
Which is, was like
creme
custard.
Pat, creme pâte,
like
bake
custard. Up. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Oh, yeah. And drizzled with that sort of shiny chocolate that's just quite watery, not dead thick.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ganache.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I could eat one of those now.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you could get ones with chocolate creme pat. Oy. Mm. Delish.
Why is,
but the miserable swine's never said bonjour.
No, that's the thing, isn't it? Bad attitude. Where's the rim of my... But thank you for my tea.
You're welcome. Where's the rim of what?
Why's the rim? It's slightly salty.
Is it?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's very nice tea, though. Thank you.
Maybe. Well, I did get it out of the dishwasher. Maybe they put extra salt in. Mm. Or maybe it's like a, you know, margaritas.
Margarita tea. What's the worst country in the world for cakes? Because I'm going to say, I don't think the French... They do fabulous pastries. But
yeah,
the pastries are not
much,
cakes.
Is it?
No. Spain. Oh, man. There's this amazing Spanish... supermarket called, it doesn't matter what it's called.
Go on.
It's something like Alpaca or something like that. It's not Alpaca, but it's something like that. Do you know the one I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Amazing. There, two things there that really tickled me that they sold. One was cod pasty, but it was like a meter by half a meter square.
That's an empanada.
But it's like, it was like
what was
massive.
It
was like cod pasty. It was like huge.
What are you
like,
saying? A cod pasty?
Like cod pasty. It's just like a pasty made with cod in it.
That's an empanada.
Well, whatever.
It just means
cod pasty.
Like a big thing in bread.
Cod pasty. So, but they did birthday cakes.
Yeah.
You could buy birthday cakes there.
But it's not real cream.
No, that was the thing. It was like polyfill. It was incredible.
Yeah, it's like...
smooth grease.
If you imagine what a marshmallow's like before it sets, that's what it is.
Okay.
But American cream that they have on cakes is like that too.
It's basically monoglycol stearate is what it is. But, I mean, the piping is incredible. I mean, it's like a Regency cake, this thing. I mean, it's all done in a factory, but I mean, it's fabulous. Nothing understated, nothing restrained here. And just so these birthday cakes, really, really big things, like, I don't know, probably 2 feet by 1 foot. And
was it
crazy piping?
Al Campo!
That was the one. Love that shop.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a riot on the top of the cake of sweets.
Oh.
Basically candy.
Right.
But they just, it was like dumping it out of a bucket, right?
Like Haribo type sweets.
That sort of stuff. But some of them would be like wrapped. They just hadn't bothered to unwrap. They'd be like frutellas.
Right. Here's another thing they do, because I've got Spanish friends who live over here. Maybe not for much longer, the way things are going.
Yeah.
But they do, for their birthdays, they do these things. And it looks like a cake. It looks like a birthday cake covered in Haribos. But what it actually is a polystyrene covered in birthday paper, and then they get little cocktail sticks and they put each sweet in individually, so it looks amazing, but actually it'll have your eye out.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, but that's the Spanish way. It's got to be slightly dangerous.
Yeah, you have to have an element of jeopardy involved.
And sometimes a bit out of order, right? Let me tell you something that I've also seen in Spain recently where you think,
That's out of order.
This is out of order.
Yeah.
A merry-go-round.
Yeah.
With live ponies on it.
You are kidding
I'm
me.
I'm not. And this has happened in the last 10 years.
Ooh.
And I might have a picture of it somewhere. So the kids are riding actual ponies and they're in these sort of steel harnesses that come from the ceiling. They don't make them go up and down. That would be a step too far. But they are forced to sort of walk around in circles.
Oh, my.
By this mechanic.
Well, look, we commodify animals. It's what we do. Why draw the line there? I mean, you know, a hamster in a wheel, pig in an abattoir. I mean, what's the difference?
Pony on a stick.
On a
carousel. I know, I thought that was out of order.
Yeah, it is out of order, really. And their cakes are out of order. That's the point.
The spiky cake.
I think there are worse. Basically, the closer you get to the equator, the worse the cakes get.
Mm.
Let's be honest. Like, good cakes... German, probably all the sort of Nordic cakes and stuff.
Or is it just that that's our taste?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's to do with climate.
I think some of it is the tradition of cake, right, over there, means that it's drier because it goes with coffee. That's serious. Okay. That's serious. That's a serious point there, a serious cultural point.
But I think it's climate. So, you because know, cake's going to dry out and go stale in a hot,
biscotti.
Arid.
Biscotti, those hard biscuits that you buy.
I can never manage more than one biscotto.
Biscotto.
would you like a biscotto? Biscotto, Kath? Biscotto?
They're designed for dunking. They're based on an ancient Roman biscuit.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to through them. Mm. They'll have your teeth out.
But what I'm telling you is that it's all to do with climate. If you made
biscotto,
or to make oneself a biscotto in Britain, it would be spongy within an hour because it's so damp.
Yeah.
Right? So it's a climate-based
thing,
right?
Yeah. I also think that that's the reason why we do good pop music and they don't.
Interesting.
Right, this is serious.
Oh, you say that.
No, they don't.
Spanish pop, come on.
There are some belters.
Italian house piano. Come on.
There are some belters. I've got a few different Spanish groups that I do particularly like, but has to be said, most of them are terrible. Mm. And I think it's because in this country, there's nothing to do for young people, right?
True.
So
yes,
if you want to go out and impress girls, you rehearse in the garage with your mates with a guitar, right? And that's what's been going on since the 1950s when lads started doing that stuff.
Okay.
In Spain, mm-hmm. it's nice weather. You can go and hang around the streets and whistle at girls.
Oh, you're right.
But we're stuck in because it's chucking it down.
But they're better at riding mopeds.
Oh, they're excellent at riding mopeds. Oh, yeah, they are. With no helmets.
You look like you're having a little flashback there.
I was having a little flashback.
Were you having a little flashback?
Yeah, I had a number of Spanish boyfriends with mopeds. Yeah, and it added to the allure. It's great.
Boyfriends with mopeds. That should be the new lyric to my favourite thing.
Yeah, I never had boyfriends. Because I could never pull in this country, but I used to go and see my Spanish friend every summer.
Okay.
And I was an exotic flower over there. I wasn't just pasty old Kath.
Right.
So, I had an array of like delightful looking Spanish boyfriends.
Oh.
And mopeds were involved. I'm going to say that.
I'll bet they were. Matilda has got in touch and explained a theory about cakes.
Oh, good.
It's the reason it's different is it's to do with it's butter related.
Yeah.
They use oil in the warmer countries and butter in the wetter countries.
That's true.
That makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that. Appreciate that.
I feel sorry for them that they don't get like a pudding.
Oh, yeah. No, I do. I think we do cakes and puddings better than anybody. And I would keep those over your croissants and all of that jazz.
But then again, you don't want to eat cake. You don't want to eat puddings and stuff in the hot weather.
Don't you? Oh, yeah, no. No, that'd be weird, wouldn't it? Oh, that's too sweet. People who say things are too sweet, I judge them.
They're not trying hard enough.
Oh, can't eat that. It's too sweet. It's like, what do you want? Lemon juice, ash and tarmac? Like, you could dissolve icing sugar in maple syrup. I'd drink it. I'd be perfectly happy with it.
You can get worms. My mum used to say
you get worms?
That's what my mum used to say. If you had too much sugar, you'd get worms. I lived in fear of worms.
Did you never get worms?
I never got worms.
Did you not?
No, but then I didn't eat jam straight from the jar. She was right.
I got worms.
Did you?
Yeah.
What from? Do you have to get them from animals?
It was Germany when I went round to my cousin's house. They had a lively menagerie of animals.
Oh, and that gave you worms?
Generally. You could guarantee about 3 days after a visit to my cousin's. A bit of an itchy bum. And then,
lummy.
Let's take a break. 0344 499 1000. You can make this conversation stop by ringing us up and talking about anything else at all.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay. Hello, it's Jake Yap with Kath here sitting in for Ian, who will be back tomorrow. Hey, happy Black Friday.
Oh, Black Friday's balls.
Yeah. Oh, getting feisty now. I'm afraid Nat has tweeted us.
Well, that's not something to be afraid of.
Well, I'm afraid he's asked.
She,
sorry.
I think.
Hang on, let me look.
Maybe that's my assumption.
No, I think, well, they...
Nat.
Yeah. Anyway, has asked, says, love listening to your convo about worms.
Yeah. Why?
Can I ask, how did you get rid of them?
Yeah, how did you? Well, the usual way, no?
Lighter.
I'm kidding. You're kidding me.
Of course I'm kidding you.
Did you have to have medicine?
Yeah, you have to take stuff called Pipsin.
Pipsin?
Pripsin.
Pripsin.
It tastes like the worst raspberry milkshake you've ever had in your life. And it sort of put me off raspberry milkshake forever.
Mm.
It was disgusting. And you drink it. But you drink it because you really just wanted to reenact Wire in the Blood after a certain amount of time.
Gee,
I'm so sorry. This is I can't. Oh, God. Let's move on. Really.
Worms.
Yeah, that's how you do Pripsin. There you go. You're welcome. It's a little pro tip for you.
Is that why? Oh, no. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah.
I was going to do the. No.
No. What?
Dogs.
Yeah.
Is that why they drag?
No, that's because their anal glands get full.
Oh, my God.
I know this because I had to, in a previous job, I had to go and work in a dog grooming parlour for a morning. And I had to... What they do is...
No.
They shave dogs' ani. There you go. Biscotto and ani. This is a classy show. They shave dogs' ani. They shave their ani to allow a successful and clean egress of their poop. And then the other service that they provide is with finger and thumb.
No! No!
They press.
No!
Lightly.
No!
On the sphincter.
Flipping it!
And you literally, it's like a...
They didn't go to dog beauty school for this.
It's like that.
Stop.
And this fluid shoots out, and the dog goes, whoa! Oh, that's better. Oh, they're beautiful shaven, ain't I? Bananas! 0344-499-1000 is the number to call to make this stop. And Rashid has called us. Thank God. Rashid, I'm so grateful.
What, Jake?
Hello, good morning. How are you?
Fair to middling, Crocker. What about you?
I'm having a lovely time. Whether anyone else is, I couldn't possibly say.
I'm enjoying the show, but I do miss Ian.
Of course, we all miss Ian. It's not right, is it? But
I do love the show because you got all types of cake. You got Dana with a lesbian cake. You got CJ with his gay cake.
Yeah.
You got Ross in the West Midlands cake. You got Alan with Alan cake.
We've had all the cakes. You're absolutely right. And now we have a slice of Rashid. Where are you? Where are you going? What are you doing? What's happening?
I'm a HGV. I'm a lorry driver. And, I've got a really big lorry and I drive all over the country.
What's in the back?
Yeah.
Hey, that's for me to know. Yes, it's our day.
How do we find out?
Well, basically, it's no big secret. I just deliver car parts.
Oh.
Okay. I think it's a car park.
It's a very lonely life because I don't see anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got all the keys to the dealerships. I go and I drop off the parcels, don't see anybody. And go home, go to bed, wake up. Kids have gone to school, Mrs. is out. I'm alone all day. You know, Ian, Kat and Ed, they're my family, really.
Aww.
They're the only
not blood.
People I speak to.
That's really sweet.
You were talking about anal glands and all that.
Yeah.
My sister got married some years ago.
Whoa, where is this going?
Yeah. And my brother-in-law, he was a bit sweaty. You know, he had that sweat. Yeah, he used to do some work around the house. He used to get really sweaty, but the sweat used to smell. And when he was out, my mum was backbiting him, and she goes, it's his glands. It's his glands. He needs to wash his glands out.
Oh.
Right.
Amazing.
Yes, well, and I thought I'd just share that with the nation.
Thanks very much.
Glands. Anybody who smells, it's the glands.
Is that what it is? It's not sweat, it's glands.
Never got to wash the glands out. That's what they've got to do.
I don't want to think about your brother-in-law's glands.
I'm right there. I'm right there.
Jake, can you tell us about veganism, please?
No.
Oh.
Is that? Do you want to go back to worms? Would you rather that, Kat? I think she would. What do you want to know about veganism? Are you toying with it as an idea?
What's the three main benefits you get from being a vegan?
Everybody loves you at dinner parties.
You always have something to talk about.
Yeah. People just don't judge you. And you just become more sexually attractive.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, Sign me up, sign me up.
Yeah.
Could you really go without, I don't know, could you go without meat? You sound like a man who likes his meat.
I suppose I could for a week or so, and then I'd probably slip back onto the old meat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you just try a meat-free Monday and see how you get on?
I will do.
Yeah.
Will do.
Macca will love you for that.
That'd be great. Yeah. I think it's rather sweet. You're like a sort of car parts Santa.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you should see yourself.
Car parts Santa?
Yeah.
You drop it off in the night, no one sees you, they believe in you.
Yeah.
And you always deliver.
When they rush down on Christmas morning and find their exhaust manifold, their little faces.
That's it.
I think that's lovely.
Santa. Now I get it. Now I get it. I thought we said a car part. Fanta.
Zantac?
Fanta. As in Pepsi Max Fanta 7-Up.
Car part Fanta.
Right, no wonder you were bemused.
Well, I know what I'm hoping for.
What?
A new ignition system for a Skoda Fabia.
I'll get you a catalytic converter. Oh. I'm not talking about an Irish breeze.
Wow.
Look, it's better than the what's its joke.
Only just.
Rashid, thank you so much for calling us. Really appreciate it. And, you know, stay safe out there. You're the Santa of car parts.
No problem.
We need you, man.
All right, take care.
Bye, Rashid.
All right, bye-bye. What a funny, what a strange life. Imagine that.
It's very similar to my life.
Oh, God, yeah, it is. Now you mention
it's very similar. Except yeah. I make myself get up in the mornings to take the kids to school, because otherwise they'll stop believing in me, won't they?
Oh, blimey.
Imagine if I wasn't there, to take them to school in the mornings. I mean, I'm barely awake, and I look like
that
death warmed up.
What time do you get home?
About 2:10, 2:20. Go straight to bed.
And then,
unless I don't.
And then up at like...
And then up at 8:00.
Yeah.
Because, you know, thankfully my other half gets up with the kids and it's just my job to go down and do their hair. Otherwise they'd end up going to school with some rather interesting looks.
My child's, he's cultivating dreadlocks.
Is he?
He's 3 and he's white. We just haven't brushed it.
He's got curly hair.
Yeah. It's adorable. It just looks great, but...
Well,
yeah,
you don't, and you're not supposed to brush curly hair, apparently. You're not.
Are you not?
No.
Oh well, then
look
I'm,
it up on
then
me.
I'm
you're doing the right
I'm
thing.
I'm a brilliant parent. Heleth has been in touch on Twitter, who said,
oh no.
I squirted dog bum juice all over my face once. Always, always. Close your mouth when expressing anal glands. Oh, my God.
See what you've done. You did that. You.
How did I do that?
You did that. All I did was ask about dogs and...
Worms.
...dragging themselves.
Well...
You opened up the ani.
I did. That was my job.
Flipping it. I sometimes take my kids to Pets at Home to have a look at the dogs being groomed.
Yeah.
Lord only knows what would happen.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, it's a fun
activity.
I was
going to say that could backfire.
I don't know why no one's made a toy of that yet. You know, if they've done the one with the pooping
the
bones and stuff. So, yeah, I don't understand why they haven't done the, you know. What you could do is you could incorporate the Play-Doh barbershop thing.
No, stop it, stop.
With that, and then you could shave the dog's ani.
No, stop, stop. Have you seen the new thing that apparently some of the papers have found women moaning about on Twitter or making rude jokes about on Twitter? There's this new game, and I don't really know what the game you play with it is, because I always got felled at the first photograph.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wobbling sausage. It's a vibrating sausage.
Excuse me?
Yeah. Let me just find it.
By the way, 0344-499. Sausage. 1,000
sausage
is
toy.
The number to call. The phone lines are remarkably open.
There is.
So if you want to talk about anything, you can just phone us up.
Silly sausage game, right? It looks like a great big red Savoy.
I've had that said to me before.
Right? It's got eyes on it and a funny face. It's £20 from Toys R Us, but I'm sure other retailers...
How long do the batteries last?
Well, depends.
Right. Can I just say that Simon has tweeted us.
Go on.
And he's just... The whole tweet just says, blimey, mate.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Right, product description for Silly Sausage. You've got to be quick with this speedy sausage reaction game. Listen to his commands. And twist, stretch, poke, shake, and dip the sausage to keep up.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, with 10 grilling games and 5 sizzling actions, the Silly Sausage Game is a great game to play solo.
Oh, come on.
Seriously, or with family and friends.
Are there reviews? There's got to be reviews.
Turn Silly Sausage on and wait for his commands. 5 sizzling actions, twist, stretch, poke, shake and dip. Single player, party mode, and...
Shut up!
Wait for it. Turbo. Battery details, 2x AA. Very reasonable.
This is ridiculous. Let's see. I'm looking for reviews of this now.
Not yet rated, be the first to write a review. No one's going to be the first.
But then they'll flood in.
Let's have a look on Amazon and see.
All right, you look on Amazon, I'm looking on Argos.
Right, Silly Sausage
Game. Oh, we need to have a break, sorry. We'll have some reviews of the Silly Sausage Game after this.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Problems. Mm. Problems with this sausage.
This is the Silly Sausage, the vibrating sausage.
This is the Silly Sausage Game. Some funny questions.
Okay. Go on.
Is it a vegetarian sausage? Seriously, someone's asked that. Oh. And answer? I think it's a Linda McCartney vegetarian special. All right, here we go. Some top customer reviews. This is on Amazon.
I got one from Kaz. All right. This is on Argos, saying this is a fantastic game. Spent hours playing it.
Oh. Mm. Bought this game for my daughter to play with her friends. Very disappointed when I opened the box and switched it on to find it spoke in a foreign language.
Ah!
Brexit. Mm. The instructions were in English, but the game itself was Spanish, I think. Took the batteries out in the hope it might reset, but still no luck. Another one. My daughter received this as a birthday present, and we were disappointed to find it was speaking Spanish. We'll be returning and hoping to exchange it for an English sausage.
You enjoyed a Spanish sausage, didn't you? You were talking about that earlier. Miss Biss from Nuneaton, 25 to 34 and female, says, lots of fun for all. Bought for Christmas, but had to have a go. And me and my partner think it's great. Can't wait to play it with the kids.
Here's one. Here's a 5-star, I mean, from one, for the disappointed people who obviously couldn't find the reset button.
We're all searching for the elusive
reset button. It develops a concentration capacity within our 7-year-old grandson while he has the greatest fun ever playing with us, trying to attain the highest score. We love buying games which have an educational factor mixed in with a high amount of fun. What's educational about?
I think you're learning a lot.
Making it possible to play games including a wide range of ages around the fireplace. This will be so much fun when families come together at the coming holidays.
Come together, it's
yeah,
nice.
Yeah, I know.
Lulu Boo says, don't know about the children, but adults enjoyed. We have bought this as a Christmas gift, so unsure about how the children will react, but Mummy and Daddy thought it was fab to have a go with it.
Oh! This is a marvel. I mean, what kind of person comes up with a game that's so full of innuendos without actually meaning to be so? 4 question marks.
I don't think it didn't mean to be so. That makes sense.
Oh, no, the ad they've put out.
Oh, you've got an advert,
I've
right?
Got the advert.
Do it, Ed. Do it.
It's very innuendo-esque.
Ed, do it.
Silly, silly sausage.
Hello! Come on, play with me.
Follow its commands.
Twist me. Shake me. Stretch me. Ooh, you're on a roll. Chipolata. Turbo.
Super speedy, silly sausage.
Dip me. Stretch me. Poke me. Twist me. You're out. Come on. Party. Twist me.
I'm getting
pass
one.
Me. Pass me. Pass me. Ah. You grill me.
Super speedy reaction game.
Silly sausage from Ideo.
I want two.
I want what? One?
Dip me!
Can
that's
we
the
hear
one.
It again?
Dip me! Yeah, can we? Yeah, please.
Oh, do you know my favourite
silly,
bit?
Silly,
pass me! Pass me!
Come on! Play with me!
Follow its commands!
Twist me! Shake me! Stretch me! Ooh! You're on a roll! Chipolata! Turbo!
Super speedy silly sausage!
Dip me! Stretch me! Poke me! Twist me! You're out! Come on! Party! Twist me! Pass me! Pass me! Pass me!
You it's really awkward because it ends up on the dead after it's passed all around.
Wow.
Incredible.
Everyone's getting one of those in my family. Everyone.
Oh, yes. You just can't have enough sausages for a party. Have you heard about the Harry Potter broomstick?
Yes.
You have?
Wasn't that a couple of Christmases ago?
I don't know. Oh, yeah. This is, like, really old.
It was a vibrating broomstick.
This is, like, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. I did not know that. No. Wow. But, yeah.
I think they took them off sale in the end, didn't they?
I don't know.
Did they?
The angle on it looks...
I know. Is that
severe.
The Nimbus 2000?
Mm. Funnily enough, you should know. With the rotating handle. Yeah, it's...
Flipping heck. I mean... Mm. But still, silly sausage sounds like a goer.
Dip me! Pass me!
Pass me!
Faster!
It's when you went, party!
Change hands!
Party!
Stop crying! Your mum won't see the pictures!
Stop now.
Okay. Oh, dear.
Wow.
Good.
They've got those in Tesco.
Have they really?
Yeah.
I genuinely want one.
They'll have one less
right
tomorrow.
There's going to be a rush. Black Friday with a silly sausage.
I'm going to be fighting
over that. Are you kidding
me?
Yeah. Everyone else, there'll be this scramble of people over the TVs. And you'll just be in the corner going, look, I got all the silly sausages.
Oh, God. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, I genuinely actually want a silly sausage now.
We all do.
I want it right now. Give me the sausage.
Pass me!
Pass me! Dip me! Less of the teeth. Right.
Oh, right.
What, bananas. You eat a sausage when you're eating a sausage?
You don't eat sausages. You're a vegetarian.
I eat Linda McCartney's sausage.
Wow.
I don't have a problem with it.
Do they take... Right, I was tricked in Edinburgh into eating a vegetarian hot dog.
Okay.
What's the point, man? When I was eating it, I thought, this is a funny texture. It was sort of grainy.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought, this is either a really cheap hot dog or I've been tricked.
Right.
I've been tricked.
Okay. Well...
But it was all right, you know, in the end, but I did feel slightly betrayed.
It's just...
Even though there's a negligible amount of meat in a real hot dog.
Well, you obviously are a big fan of eating the anus, because that's mainly what goes into the hot dog. She's all about the ani. I mean, well, just saying. Just saying. Kath loves
Stop.
Eating.
Right, okay.
Okay. Ed has sent me a link to another game made by the same company.
Just in case you're done with the silly sausage.
I think it's time to move on from the silly sausage, because Kath likes serious sausage.
The best kind.
Serious sausage.
The surest sausage.
There's another game they make called the Soggy Doggy Game.
Oh, shut up.
I'm serious.
It's not related to our previous story,
You get
it?
A little plastic Paul Ross who... No, it's... You get... It's a dog in a bath. Does it have anal glands that you can pop? Stop. The brushing, bathing, popping game. Dog shaking game, sorry.
You shouldn't be shaking dogs.
You what?
You shouldn't be shaking dogs.
No, they shake themselves,
exactly,
don't they?
Yeah.
Well, if they could. This is just a strange show, isn't it? I do apologise.
It's gone downhill very rapidly.
Well, it went down and just stayed down. That was the thing. It sort of looked like it was going to resurface and then didn't. It's like the presidential election all over again, isn't it? It's like all these people clinging to hope and then by the end of the evening, just bloodshot eyes thinking, what's happened? What actually happened here? We'll take a break and save us. 03444991.
Pass me! Pass me!
Dip me! Change hands! Right, there we go.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Jake Yap on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, everybody. Just 15 minutes now until proper programming resumes. Here on Talk Radio, it's Jake Yap sitting in for Ian Lee for one night only with Kath. And we've been having some fun. You know, it's been very straightforward.
It's disturbing some people.
Well, it's disturbed all of us. I don't think any of us are going to be the same again.
No.
What's been interesting is just the way you have so readily embraced the silly sausage.
Oh, wow. You've not seen anything yet. Wait till I get my hands on one tomorrow.
I know. She, Kath is on it.
I know what I'm doing tomorrow. All day. Party!
Well, after all of that, let's have some...
Don't tell me you're not going to buy one.
I actually am going to buy one as soon as I can. Like, yeah, of course. Not for me, for a friend.
Yeah.
Obviously. I thought we should do this. This is an exclusive premiere of a new jingle that I've done. This is a feature that we do on Sunday mornings quite regularly.
This is awful. Do I have to...
You can just say this is awful. Okay. I do this every Sunday morning to the utter dismay of my producer and Laura Shaven, my co-presenter, who both consider this to be the absolute worst, most meretricious bit of broadcasting in the UK at the moment.
But so you won't be offended?
I think, no.
Not at all.
I can take it.
What if I use some, like, quite strong language?
Listen, this is your slot. It's not my slot that you're polluting with your silly sausage. Right.
Go on.
Here we go.
Let's hear it.
Let's not play. Hang on. It will now. Here we go. Ready? Dinner, 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 Batmobile chat. What?
Batmobile chat on Talk Radio. Right.
This is the... What?
Two things. Is that you?
Yeah.
All those people. Two, when you suggested this before, I thought you were joking. I didn't realise you'd gone to the extent of making up some... Let's call it... What are we going to call it? What would you call that?
Lamentable.
Well, some noise furniture to illustrate your point. And when I'm saying
noise furniture, can I just say,
I mean like a stool.
Noise furniture really sounds like brand management speak.
Yeah. What is that?
It's an image tunnel.
What? Right. Okay. So you made that. Go on.
Let's have it again.
Dinner,
dinner, dinner, dinner,
Batmobile chat. Right.
What? Batmobile chat on Talk Radio.
And this is...
I have got nothing on... I've got nothing.
It's Britain's liveliest forum for Batmobile owners or people thinking of owning a Batmobile for the first time.
Right.
Questions, queries answered with resident Batmobile experts and owners and enthusiasts. Jake and Kath and
Ed. This has nothing to do with me.
Ah, methinks the lady
I don't.
Right. Here's one from John. I'm considering...
Is John real or is John something you've made up yourself?
No, I'm reading it here. John says...
That was quick that text came in.
No, these come in during the week because we do this every week. We had a lovely one. There was a
You've
lovely
done this
one.
More than once.
We do this every week, flipping to the utter it. Dismay of my producer and co-presenter.
Wow.
John says,
John.
Hi, I'm considering fitting a Cosworth kit to my Mark V Batmobile, but I want to make sure I have all the bits first to allow me to do it correctly. I've managed to source a body kit, but now that I look at them, the lights from my Batmobile aren't the correct shape for transferring. Mm. Does anyone know where I could source the front fog and indicator lights
well,
from?
Well, why doesn't he ask his wife? Oh, hang on a minute. There'll be no wife.
I don't know why you're not getting behind this the way you got behind the silly sausage.
Well, you know exactly why.
He's been looking on eBay and Gumtree, but is not having any luck. Right. And he did read that lights for the Mark V, for the Cosworth, come from the Batmobile Mark IV, but he's not too sure.
Mm. Why doesn't he go and stand on the roof with a torch? Okay. This is a serious suggestion.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Fire away.
And with a Sharpie or similar, draw a little bat on the torch. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Needs to be quite a powerful one.
Mm.
Needs to be a dark night.
Yeah.
Stand on the roof.
The dark night.
Mm. Shine your torch up.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
it will work.
The other thing that I would add to Kath's comment is that you can actually build your own little bracket out of... you could just do a basic soldering kit and if you've got any...
You've got to make sure you get your mix
strips,
right. Get your mix
oh,
right.
Oh, absolutely. And always as flux.
Yeah, don't mess about with this stuff.
Yeah.
Because you want it right. Do it properly or do it over and over.
Oh God, that's so true. And how do you feel about the self-fluxing solder?
It's really the only way to... Well, I was going to say it's the only way to go, but...
Because what's your Batmobile? Is it a Mark III or a Mark IV? I can't remember.
It's a Mark 3.2.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that the grey import from Japan?
It is, right. And I took a long time.
So you're getting into it now.
I sort of ummed and ahed over it because I couldn't justify it. I thought, just go for the 3 or wait for the 4.
You'd kick yourself though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but the 3.2, just beautiful.
Well, everyone says 3.2 is better than the 4.
Yeah,
in
many
respects, it's better than the 4, but you couldn't get it in this country.
Why did they go overboard with the 4? Right? There was no need. There was no need for the vents at the side.
It was all style over substance, you know? I mean, no one needs green, red and blue smoke to come out of
Ridiculous.
The back. You only need one or two colours.
Ridiculous.
And that was...
Dinner, 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 Batmobile Chat. What?
Batmobile Chat on Talk Radio.
Thanks very much for that, Kath. I really enjoyed that.
Okay, I think it's got legs.
Yeah, what it doesn't have is a silly sausage. Right.
Was that your stomach?
I don't know.
There
I didn't hear
definitely
anything.
A noise.
Really?
Oh. Or have you got a silly sausage in your pocket?
Just, please see. About a month ago, we were talking about this article in today's Daily Express.
Oh, yeah, the 12 words.
Yeah.
That here's, the, here's 12 words. Stop reading
that
bullshine
piece
in the Daily Express
okay.
and read an actual book.
Okay, just read a blooming
read
book,
a book,
for goodness sake. Read a
book. There's three words that can enhance your life.
Oh, read a book. You know, Mein Kampf. Read a no, maybe not. I bought a book the other day. It was really exciting.
Which one?
It was Collected Ghost Tales of a guy called AJ something or other.
Right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those ones. I think they were copyright free.
Yeah.
Like, because they were really old.
Yeah, but
right?
they're best ones. The Victorian ghost stories.
I know. And
you know why? Gaslight.
Now, explain this thing again, because I heard this recently and I can't remember what it was.
What?
The gaslight thing.
Oh, there's a thing called gaslighting. That's a different thing.
No, I know. But what's the gaslight? Oh, it's
just
people
I'm just saying
literally...
that it's just atmospheric, because, you know, when the lights were off, when it got dark, it was dark, you know, and you'd have your gaslight, but it wouldn't be the same thing. And it was just eerie and you were surrounded by unexpected noises and people died.
Yeah.
All the time in Victorian times.
Yeah. It was a really nice book. They packaged it really, because you knew you could get all this stuff probably free online somewhere.
Not the same.
But it's not the same. It was a beautiful little book. Like, it was just the right size. It was this little sort of thick but compact book with this pale blue colour. And they, like, painted the edges of the pages
gold.
It was stunning.
Yeah, you feel like you're reading a proper book.
I want to have that. Just read a bloody book. So, the Haynes Batmobile. No pictures. No pictures.
A serious book
about ghosts. Anyway, so I read this book. It's called The Ash Tree. This story in it.
The Ash Tree.
Do you want to know what happened?
Yeah.
Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
It's about this this lord who...
Stop. Music.
Oh, you want some scary music?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the really scary music, though, do you? Because that will freak you right out. Are you serious? You want?
I do. This is my plan. We do this, then we end with a silly sausage. Everything's better.
Oh, we blow it all away. Blown away. Okay. All right. Jocelyn Poke. Jocelyn Poke. She wrote this music.
Gosh.
This horrific, terrifying music that I think is a bad idea. You can't play this to people at 7 minutes to one
They're
in the morning.
They're going to
have some
freaky dreams.
They're going to be on their own. And now I'm going to tell you a ghost story.
Go on.
This is like as dark as you can possibly get. Are you serious? Are we going all out? So the story is about a witch, or a woman who's accused of witchcraft, and she's sort of right before she's hanged, she sort of cries this oath about, you know, a curse on you all, blah blah blah, and she dies, and then this lord builds this big house on the same land where these hangings happen.
Of course
stuff.
He does.
Yeah. So it's this massive, massive sort of stately home. And the lord one night, the priest comes around and they're sort of sitting, having a drink and talking and stuff. And then he goes upstairs and he goes to bed. The door is locked. The window is open. But he dies in the night, and they end up having to break the door in. There's no sign of any poisoning or anything, but his skin has turned black, and the way he's contorted suggests he died in agony. And they don't know what's happened. They board up that room and just think, like, we're not going anywhere near. And there's an ash tree just outside, quite close to the house that kind of... I need to speed this up, don't I? Because we've got to get people back into an okay frame of mind after this, because this is very disturbing. Anyway, there's an ash tree right by the window of this place. They bought it up for decades. Generations pass until the grandson of the Lord, who sleeps in the other side of the house, decides for some reason he can't stay. He doesn't want to sleep there, and he decides to open up that room, and he's going to sleep in that room. He goes in there.
Idiot.
That night, he dies.
Of course he does.
And the way they describe it is this shape in the bed starts to contort, and there's this soft plop of something almost kittenish running out of the window and onto the branches of the ash tree and tumbling downstairs. And then basically, they set the ash tree on. They start having a look inside the ash tree, inside the trunk. They go down there and they've got this lantern and they look down. And it's like this nest of weird, massive spiders.
What?
Things. And they drop the lantern because they're so disturbed by it. And the whole thing kind of bursts into flames and all these spiders run out and they have to kill all the spiders. And then they go right down underneath the roots of the tree. They find... the skeleton of the witch.
Bananas!
In the bananas! Okay,
bananas.
Okay, stop! Play bananas. The silly sausage head! Play it! Oh my god, V!
Silly sausage!
That's better.
Come
thank
on,
god for
play
that.
Play with me!
Follow its commands!
Twist me! Shake me! Stretch me! Ooh! You're on a roll! Chipolata! Turbo!
Super speedy silly sausage!
Dip me! Stretch me! Poke me! Twist me! You're out! Come on! Party! Twist me! You grill me.
Super speedy reaction game.
Silly sausage from Ideal.
That is better. Woo, and you're back in the room. Wow, man. I hope this has been a nice, normal show for you, Kath.
Well, it's been a show.
Not disturbing at all.
Well.
Okay.
Okay.
No?
Thanks very much.
Thank you. I had a lovely time. Oh, look, I have to stop slightly early this time. Ed, thank you very much indeed. Kat, thank you very much. Everyone listening, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Have fun with Ian tomorrow.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.